Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you working on this weekend? If it's a project you need a hand with, you're in the right place. Reach out to us with your questions by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, going to moneypit.com, clicking the blue microphone button, and posting your question right there. Coming up on today's show, did you know there is a right and a wrong way to load a dishwasher? I know so many people probably have, like, arguments about this amongst the family.
Oh, my God. Utensils up, utensils down.
It actually does make a difference, saving you money and energy and actually making sure your dishes come out clean when you load them correctly. So we will walk you through and maybe solve some of that mystery.
And when it comes to painting, the pros always have a few closely guarded secrets to making sure that that job goes smoothly. But we've got a few tips up our sleeves as well, and we're happy to share those time-saving secrets with you.
And some of the harshest winter weather hits in February and March. Are you ready? We're going to have your snow survival checklist just ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on? What are you planning to tackle these winter months while it's too chilly to get outside and do anything on the outside project list? So what do you got for the indoors? Are you renovating a kitchen? Maybe you're just redecorating, thinking of updating a bath? Whatever it is, give us a call. We're happy to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions on moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, would tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it's from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters. So that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And right. I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that, because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this, because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists, because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that...
Spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars, but apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Terry in Tennessee needs some help with a retaining wall problem. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yes. I have a leak problem from a drain on my back end of my house. I have a full basement, and it's heated and cool, but I use it as a garage work area, et cetera. From my garage, there's a retainer wall that goes past the end of my drive. It's about 20 yards long. I have two drain pipes at the bottom of that, and when it rains, well, mud is coming out, so undoubtedly it's stopped up, and I'm hoping that you can give me the name of some apparatus without digging out the whole entire back of the retainer wall.
So the mud gets from behind the retainer wall and then comes out the bottom of it on the low side and what, runs down your driveway or something?
Yeah, the retainer wall is right at the end of my driveway coming up from the street to the end of the house.
So the solution here would have been in the way the retaining wall was built to begin with, because behind the retaining wall, it sounds like there's a lot of dirt sort of pressed right up against it. The way to build this is dig down around the retaining wall, probably about 2 feet behind it, and then you're going to have stone that is about 12 inches away from the retaining wall. Behind that, you'd have a filter cloth, and then behind that, you'd have soil. I'm talking vertically now. So up against the retaining wall, you have stone. Right behind the stone, you have filter cloth. Right behind that, you have the soil. And so if you don't have something like that, and you're getting a lot of dirt that's just basically turning to mud running through the wall, then that's going to happen. Now, I guess your question is it really worth it to regrade the area behind the retaining wall to put in the proper type of drainage stone and so on, or you just put up with cleaning your driveway every once in a while? I mean, for me, if I bought into a house that was like that, I'd probably clean the driveway every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's almost a constant thing when it rains, but when the drain pipe, of course, it was put all the way around the house, the proper drainage factor, like the drain pipe, the gravel over the pipe, the cover over that, so it was all, you know, done that way as right. far as having that done. It's just over time, it's the house is 17 years old. Well, it started to leak, and somewhere or another it filtered down into the drain pipe, which drains past my driveway, or it did at one time anyway.
Well, I mean, you could always, you know, rerun those downspouts so that they're not discharging that close to the house. And keep them, you know, well away, that could help you a bit as well. But it really comes down to how that soil is put together behind the wall, if that makes sense to you.
Okay. Okay, well, that was my question, and I thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us in 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, using your dishwasher is more efficient than washing dishes by hand for sure, but only if you load it the right way. We're going to explain and probably cause a lot of arguments at some homes or, you know, maybe settle a score at a home or two when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Do you have a whole bunch of projects in mind that you've just been dreaming about and planning to do, but you haven't quite started it yet? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Carol on the line from Oregon. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got a problem. I should know better, but I have rented to people who brought in a puppy.
Okay.
And now I've got to deal with lots of urine, fecal. It's damage that's probably been on there too long, too deep, gone through the carpet to the pad to the subfloor. So my question is, can the stain ever be removed? I'm thinking I should just take everything up. My question would be what to put down new, replace the subfloor, solution, like people have said something about kills and something like Z-Mix or something like
Well, I mean, it really depends. If you even want to attempt salvaging the rug that's there, I mean, generally with a rental situation, you're probably better off with a tile or a laminate floor just because of cleanability and
mm-hmm.
then let the folks bring in their own area rugs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to attempt to sort of get the stain away, get the odor away, there's a product that I used when I was training our dog who was untrainable for the first year. And it's on a website called Just Right, and it's RITE.com, and it's called 123 Odor Free. And it's like a series of different products. One's a stain remover, one's an odor remover, and it sort of neutralizes through enzymes. And there's like an injector that you use to get through the carpet and into the padding and into the subfloor. And I kid you not, it works because there was a spot at the top of the steps that Daisy just loved and no problems to this day. So you might want to try that. However, if there is a lot of stuff to deal with, your best bet is probably to just pull everything off, and you're right about wanting to seal that subfloor, because if you don't put, you know, a primer, a good one, on top of it, whatever you put on top, get a humid day, and you're going to notice it.
Yeah, so that's why, Carol, what you want to do is use an oil-based primer like a Kills or a Bin. There are a number of different
you know, primers out there, but I would use the oil-based ones for a problem like this because they're going to do a better job of sealing in odor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I do decide to put down a rug, because this is a house I would like to sell future forward, it's a nice house, is there a type of rug that can better be cleaned?
Okay, yeah. It is from Mohawk, and it's a carpet that they call Smart Strand, and it's got built-in stain and soil resistant that's never, never, never going to wear off or wash off or clean off. And it feels soft, and it's environmentally friendly because it's made in part with, you know, like a recycled plastic. And I think it was last year at the Builder Show, Tom and I were at the event, and they were just launching this Smart Strand product, and they had taken, you know, carpeting and carpeted the pen of an elephant at the zoo and left it in there for a year and then took it off, cleaned it, and, like, you know, brought a patch in and, like, had half under the cover of glass and half out. And there was, like, a little door that you could open up to the dirty side. And, like, you open that up. And, of course, I didn't smell because I always do strange things like that. And it, like, reeked horribly. And the side that was cleaned was beautiful, clean, soft, smelled fantastic. So I'm not really sure about the price point, but it is an amazing product and it's available, you know, in a lot of different looks, different piles. So I would start with Mohawk there, Smart Strand.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, besides saving you from dishpan hands, a new dishwasher can save you more than 8,000 gallons of water each year, and it costs only about $35 annually to run, but there are things that you can do to make your dishwasher perform even better. First of all, don't bother pre-rinsing the dishes. I love this tip. Don't pre-rinse. Just put them right in there. Just scrape off the food. Let the dishwasher do the work. And instead of washing by hand, be sure to use the dishwasher for any plates, pots, pans. Basically, if it's dishwasher safe, it should go in there.
Now, loading the dishwasher properly makes a difference, too. So check the user manual for illustrations on the right way to position dishes, utensils, glassware, and cookware so they'll get as clean as possible using the best feature settings.
Yeah, and speaking of settings, most people tend to always use the same one. Now, if you have it, try using the eco mode instead, which will automatically optimize the features for reducing water and energy. If not, take time to match the setting to actually the type of load that you're putting in there. Don't just one size fits all. Really look at it.
Now, besides detergent, it's really a good idea to use a rinse aid, especially if you live in an area with hard water. This will help prevent spots and streaks and makes the dishes dry faster. And to save even more energy, use the air dry setting instead of using the heated dry setting. Only use heated dry when you have to do several dishwasher loads in a row and just kind of want to move through that process quicker. Otherwise, always use just air dry.
Yeah, and whatever model you have, always run the dishwasher with a full load, but don't overload it, and be sure not to block the arms or any other moving parts. I can't tell you how many times there's like one pan that blocks the little tray that opens up to release the dishwasher pod thing.
Yeah, kids think if you stack the dishes in the sink, you should stack them in the dishwasher too. Not so much.
So it happens, but no, you'll get a hang of it, guys.
Kevin in Texas is dealing with a dangerous situation. You've got water leaking through a light in your kitchen?
I actually live in an apartment, but nevertheless, my concerns are, you know, obviously, you know, valid for my health and so forth. All of a sudden, water started coming through the light fixture in the kitchen, and I threw down buckets and went up and knocked on the gentleman upstairs' door, and turned out his washing machine had gone crazy and had put a bunch of water in my ceiling that most of which came right through the light fixture, point of least resistance. However, I can tell that it got into the rest of the ceiling. There's a place where this living room is bowed in, you know, with a stain, so I know that they got wet up inside there. And furthermore, the guy, when he was made aware of it, apparently thought that it wouldn't act up anymore and actually turned on his washing machine again and went and stepped into the shower, and so it just, you know, leaked profusely until we could finally get his attention. Me and maintenance, you know, I mean, we're sitting there with shop vac buckets and mops and just shaking our heads.
Wow.
So it was a one-time event, so it wasn't an ongoing leak. And I was wondering what my risks are of black mold. Is there a test? Is there a preventative? You know, what's the story with that?
Yeah, it's a good question. But here's the good news. A single leak like that happened and then dried out is not going to become an ongoing mold problem. If it stays wet for a long, long time, And especially if it's in an unheated place, it's more likely to become a mold problem. But a single leak like that is not. And also one more point, and that is you mentioned that your ceiling bowed. If, and I hope it doesn't, but if that ever happens to you again, what you want to do is somewhat counterintuitive, but that is to poke a hole in the ceiling wherever you see that water starting to form. Because
right.
It's easier to fix a hole than it is to replace the entire ceiling, which is probably what will end up having to be done. But when you see water coming through like that, what you should do is grab a screwdriver and just poke a couple of holes until you find the spot where the water just starts dripping out. The quicker you can
right.
empty that ceiling of water, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we had a problem like that not too long ago because of a piece of flashing that blew off our roof. And the first thing I did was took a Phillips screwdriver and poked three or four holes until I found the right spot. All that water drained right out, and all I had to do was fix those holes and didn't even have a stain on the ceiling when we were done.
Wow. Yeah, that's good advice there. I guess I should have thought of that, but, you know, when you're renting, you're
that's why I always take the opportunity to mention it, because it's first of all, you don't have the experience, because thankfully people don't get these kinds of leaks. But secondly, it's very counterintuitive because, you know, you don't want to damage your ceiling. Well, it's already damaged once that water's behind it, and it's going to get a lot worse really fast unless you poke a hole in it.
Good point, though. Good point. All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Catherine in Wisconsin is on the line with a soundproofing issue. Tell us what's going on.
I live in a condo with a basement, and there's an I-beam that runs through the basement. And when I'm in the basement, I can hear my neighbors from two houses down talking in their living room because their voices travel down the I-beam.
Wow.
So I was
crazy.
So I was interested in covering the I-beam somehow to reduce the noise, but I wasn't sure what the best way to do that would be.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. First of all, can you frame in the I-beam so that it's like has something that we can attach a drywall to?
Yeah, I could. I just wasn't sure what to do that with, or
okay.
if that would,
so
would help.
Once you frame it in, there's a product called Quiet Rock, and it's
okay.
a soundproofing drywall. It's sold at Lowe's. It's pretty expensive. I mean, regular drywall is $5 a sheet. Quiet Rock's about $40 a sheet. So it's pretty expensive,
but
you don't need a lot.
If she can hear them, they can hear her.
Yeah, but you don't need a lot. You know, you don't need a lot. So if you can frame in that beam and you're sure that's where it's coming from, you may want to think about using Quiet Rocks to actually cover the I-beam, and that should do the trick.
Oh, really? So I wouldn't need to put additional insulation between?
No, insulation doesn't really work as a soundproofing
okay.
material. It's kind okay. of a misnomer to think that insulation works on a wall. It's cheap, but it really doesn't do much. The Quiet Rock absorbs the vibration of the sound, and I think that's what you need to do.
Okay, great. And the Quiet Rock is just spelled like it sounds?
Yep, Q-U-I-E-T Rock. If you go to Lowe's.com, you can find it right there. And I was able to find it. I needed it for a project. I was able to find it right in my local Lowe's.
Thank you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, you have a paint project planned? Well, we're going to share a few pro secrets for successful painting projects when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We sure hope that you are starting the new year off right with some home improvement projects or some rental projects, some painting, some decorating. If you've got questions on how to get those jobs done, reach out to us right now by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Pete in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I got lime deposits in my toilets, and I've got probably five toilets in my house that I'd
like to get them out of it. You know, they're around the upper part of the rim where the water comes out,
okay,
and then down in the bowl. And I've tried Lime Away, and I tried a vinegar soak. Maybe I just didn't do it long enough, but I'd like to find a way to get those lime deposits out of there and get my toilets looking nice.
Have you tried CLR?
Yes, I have.
You have tried CLR, and CLR didn't do it either?
Didn't do it, no.
Well, Pete, if the commercial cleaners like CLR and Lime Away are not working, there's a couple other things that you can try, but you have to be very careful. One of them is to use something that's abrasive, like pumice or like a rubbing compound. And you can try to abrade away the deposit. Theoretically, these abrasives are softer than the porcelain, but you have to do it very carefully. You don't want to rough the surface of the porcelain, because if you do, it'll get dirtier that much quicker the next time around. Some folks also use muriatic acid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to recommend that because it's pretty harsh stuff, and you know, you got to be super, super careful when you use it, but it is,
yeah,
it is a possibility as well. And then, you know, the other thing that you can try is, you did use vinegar, but I don't know if you mixed it with baking soda.
Yeah, because that helps.
That helps as well. You kind of make it into a paste and let it stand for a while, and then you rinse it.
Okay.
So there's a couple of additional things that you can try. I also found a great article online. Whenever you find an article from a university or an extension service, it's usually pretty well researched. And if you just Google removing mineral deposits and North Carolina Cooperative, you'll find it. And it's an extensive article that's a little old, but has a lot of great suggestions in it, and specifically has solutions for the different types of deposit that you get on these fixtures, whether it's rust, iron, copper, you know, what kinds of stain it is, and so on.
That sounds great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to painting, the pros always have a few closely guarded secrets to making sure that the job goes smoothly. But we have a few tips up our sleeves as well, and we are happy to share those with you.
Absolutely. So let's start with a key element of any paint project, the primer. Primer is what makes the paint stick, and it can also hide whatever you're trying to cover. So the pro trick is this: tint that primer. Choose a gray or a color that's similar to the finished paint compared to the plain white primer. It does a much better job of covering up the existing paint color, so the finish coat will be more vibrant and may even require fewer coats.
All right, you gotta love that. Now, here's how you avoid those ugly brush marks. The secret here is mixing in a paint extender. It's also called a paint conditioner, right into the paint. And this is gonna do two things. First of all, it slows down the paint drying time, and that's gonna give you a longer window to overlap those just painted areas without getting ugly lap marks that happen when you paint over dried paint and then darken the color. Secondly, paint extender levels out the paint, so brush strokes are virtually eliminated, or at least a lot less obvious.
That makes a big difference. Now, next up, let's talk about protecting your floors and furniture. That is definitely a key to success. So you're thinking, well, I'm just going to cover everything with plastic tarps, right? Well, plastic is a totally amateur move, and here's why. Plastic contains the spills, but it keeps the paint wet for a long time, so it usually ends up on your shoes, and then it's tracked all over the house. Instead, use canvas tarps. They're not as slippery, and they absorb splatters, but it's still a good idea to wipe up any large spills so they don't bleed through.
Now, what about when it comes to actually putting the paint on the brush? Well, there's a trick there, too. So to get the most mileage out of a single fill-up and make fewer trips to the paint container, pros take a load-and-go approach. Now, by contrast, homeowners often go with a load-and-dump approach, which means they drag the loaded brush along the sides of the container and then wipe off most of the paint right off the brush. It doesn't do any good to dunk your brush in paint and then immediately remove it.
Yeah, and finally, here's a great trick for using painter's tape. To stop that paint from bleeding through, do a thorough job of adhering the painter's tape before you start. So after you apply the tape, run a putty knife over the top to press it down for a really good seal. And if you do that, your project is good to go, and you came out just like a pro.
Clara in Minneapolis, Kansas is on the line with a dryer venting question. How can we help you?
Our dryer is in the basement, is the beginning part of the problem. So when we hook it up to the vent goes straight up.
How far up does it go?
Well, it's probably 8 foot.
Okay.
And then it goes horizontal, probably about 25 feet to the
wow.
back side of the house, and then
okay.
that's where the exhaust comes out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get part of it cleaned.
Is it a metal exhaust duct or a plastic exhaust duct?
It's a metal.
Okay, good. Perfect. We've got a solution for you. It's called a Gardus Lint Eater, and it's a special brush that fits inside the dryer exhaust ducts, and it's on fiberglass rods. And
so it's flexible.
It's flexible. And so what you do is you start with like 3 foot or 6 foot of the fiberglass rod. You hook it up to a drill, and the drill is what spins it. You run it into the duct, pull it out a couple of times. Then you add another length of fiberglass and another length of fiberglass rod and so on.
And it's the coolest thing because
yeah, it's fun.
You will be amazed, both, I should say, amazed and disgusted at the amount of lint that is going to come out of your vent the first time you do it.
I imagine.
Just Google it, lint eater.
Okay.
Lint, E-A-T-E-R, and you'll find it. It's a really handy tool to have. Once you have one, you can, you know, use it a lot. You can do it from the outside. They've got other attachments that help you get in closer to the dryer and so on, but it's
okay.
a great product, okay?
Yeah, and you know what?
Okay.
If you don't do it, you really need to be careful because all of that lint is sort of just building up in there, and it could be a fire hazard, so you really do have to get on this.
Yeah, that's what we were concerned about.
And that's actually their website, too. It's linteater.com, so check it out.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You know, that's such an important thing to do, Leslie, because there's a lot of fires that happen in homes
mm-hmm.
because of dirty dryer exhaust ducts. So
it's funny,
idea
I
to
was
keep it clean.
Just noticing, you know, the lint buildup in my driveway again. And I was like, it's time.
it's time
again. To get out there.
Yep.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, is there snow and ice in your future? We're going to share a snow survival checklist next.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we love that you love joining us every weekend here at the Money Pit, but did you know that you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast? Now you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Jeff in Missouri's on the line and needs some help with a patio project. What are you working on?
I really already got it done, but I failed to put a sealer on my patio, and I was wondering what I could do about that at this late date. It's been poured about 6 months.
So why do you want to put a sealer on it?
Because the leaves and the grass stain it.
You could clean it. You could use a trisodium phosphate solution to scrub it and clean it and brighten it up again. But then you have to wait till it's really dry. So doing this in the chilly weather is not a good idea. You want to make sure it's super dry. And then you could add a concrete sealer on top of that. The concrete sealers that you want to make sure you get are ones that are vapor permeable. And that means that the moisture moves in and out. You don't want to completely seal the brick, because then what will happen is the moisture will still get in it, but it will freeze and start to break apart, or spall, as the technical term goes. So if you get a good quality concrete sealer and get it clean to start with, certainly you can reduce some of the staining going forward.
Good. And what do you call it so it breathes in and out?
Vapor permeable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for you guys for what you do.
Well, some of the coldest temperatures of the year hit this month and next month as well. So make sure you're prepared. The first thing you want to do is make sure you got a good snow shovel. Now, in our part of the nation, we don't ever get so much snow that my snow shovel never really wears out. But a couple years back, I decided to upgrade, and I found a sturdy metal shovel with an ergonomic sort of bent handle. And that made it really easy to use and was a heck of a lot easier on my back.
Yeah, and now once you've got that snow clear, it's time to tackle the ice. So rock salt is the most popular for melting ice, but it can be hard on your plants and especially the sidewalks. Now, you're better off using a de-icing pellet that are non-corrosive. Plus, there's liquid products available now, like what we see snow plows putting down. You're also going to want to pick up a can or two of like a WD-40, like a spray lubricant. It's really great for de-icing those frozen locks in your house and in your car. And if you spray your shovels before you start shoveling all that snow, you'll see that snow is going to kind of slide off faster. So lots of good uses there.
Finally, be sure to protect your hands. Now, gloves have changed a lot since the ones that we used to wear years ago and kind of made our hands sweat. Look for pairs with three layers, a waterproof outer shell, an insulation layer that extends up to your fingertips, and an inner liner for wicking away that moisture. That wicking element, that is so important. Make sure your hands stay warm and comfortable when you're outside in that cold weather.
Kathy in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with the squirrels chewing into my roof.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what can I repair this with, and what can I put in there to keep them out?
Now, where are they chewing in? Are they chewing through the trim or the soffits, trying to get into the attic space, or what's the story?
Well, they have gotten into the attic space.
The holes, are you repairing those holes, or what are you doing?
No, I was calling you to see how you could help me, because I listen to your show all the time and you give such good advice.
Well, if they get into your attic, you can trap them and release them. You can use something called a have a heart trap. And this is a trap that is a wire cage with a trap door. And the way to bait it is to take an apple and put it in the far end of the cage and wire the apple to the cage. Don't just put it in there. But usually I'll take like a hanger or a piece of picture frame wire or something like that, and I'll thread it through the apple and wire it off so that it can't bounce around. And if they're in the attic, they'll come looking for that food. They'll get trapped in there. Then you can pick the whole cage up and take it far away from your house and then release them. And believe me, as soon as you lift the door up, they're like out like a light. They just fly right out there and they'll take off. They want nothing to do with you, so it's completely safe. Now, in terms of those holes, you have to repair them. Now, you can put, if it's a small hole, you could put steel wool in it or something like that. But if it's a bigger hole, you really should simply rebuild it or repair it, whatever it takes. So if it's, you know, it's wood or if it's vinyl or if it's metal soffit material, you really just need to completely rebuild that. And then the other thing I'll mention that seems to have been pretty effective over the years, and that is if you were to put mothballs down in your attic, That does seem to have a deterring effect on the squirrels as well. So if you spread them...
Mm-hmm. It will, though. That odor does seep into the house, so don't go crazy with it.
Right. You sprinkle them in there. Yeah. Especially along the eaves.
But is there anything else I can put up there to keep more from coming in?
Well, we want to identify the holes and get those fixed. It's really an entry issue. You've got to basically close the door on them here. And so if we can identify those holes and those entry points and seal them up, then you shouldn't have a problem with squirrels. They don't naturally live in the attic, but they're obviously finding a way into your house. If you're not quite sure where they're getting in, you obviously can't get in there, up there, to kind of look that closely, then work from the street level, walking around the outside of the house and looking up, try to get a pair of binoculars or borrow one and see if you can spot the holes where they're getting in. But that's what has to be closed up.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
You're very welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Whatever you guys have going on at your Money Pit, project-wise, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, is a demolition project a DIY project? Well, we're going to answer that question when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink Starlink installation and setup. Call PNT Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from PNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at PNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call PNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call PNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your normal trash is not going to take it, so you've got to figure out how and where to dispose of everything properly. So that's another factor to consider.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you're going to have to rent a dumpster, and that's going to cost you some bucks.
Or bring it to, you know, the local dump, or, you know, the municipality dump, whatever it is, but that's going to cost you some money. You're going to need a special vehicle for it. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes into the demo. All right, now we've got one here from Ed who says, my concrete driveway is on a slight slope. The end expansion joint has begun to widen to about half an inch. The driveway is approximately 10 years old. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, that's a pretty common occurrence, Ed. So what happens is, of course, you know, over the years, the slabs start to separate and pull apart. And you can get water under there, and that can actually lead to more cracking of the driveway. So this is what I would do. I would remove any spacers that are left in that spot. Sometimes you'll see like a black spacer in there. I would dig that out, clean out that slot so it's basically empty down, you know, the 4-inch thick of the driveway. I would basically clean that out. Then I would use a foam tube. Now, you'll find these in home centers. You'll find these wherever masonry products are sold. You basically compress this and you stick it into that gap and you leave it down about an inch from the surface. And then you use a sealant on top of that. The tube basically stops that sealant from falling down to the bottom of that joint. And so once it's in place, you can go ahead and put a sealant on top of it. And then once it dries, it will expand and contract with the driveway and prevent the vast majority of water from getting down there. You might still get a little bit, but that's really the way to fix that once and for all.
All right, Ed, I hope that works out for you. Having a beautiful driveway, I mean, just one that's well-maintained and, you know, even just updated slightly is so fantastic. It just sharpens the look of the house. So if you take care of that crack, it's going to be great.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this chilly January day. We hope that you are enjoying the program and picked up a tip or two to help you as you move about improving your house. Remember, if you've got questions, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to help you with your individual project. You can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or simply post your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another Justice Department search at the Biden home in Delaware. This one turning up six more documents containing classification markings along with some other notes. A 13-hour search of the Wilmington residence conducted yesterday. Some of the materials were from the president's service in the Senate, some of which were from his tenure as vice president in the Obama administration. Meanwhile, there's word President Biden's chief of staff may soon be leaving the White House.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is preparing to leave his job in the coming weeks. That's according to a person familiar with Klain's plans. He has spent more than 2 years as the president's top aide and has overseen a West Wing that has been largely free of drama and staff turnover. Klain's expected departure comes as the White House struggles to contain the fallout after the discovery of classified documents in Mr. Biden's Delaware home and former office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's ongoing trouble in the baby formula industry.
The Justice Department investigating the Abbott Laboratories infant formula plant in Michigan that was shut down several months last year due to contamination. The factory's closure in February, a key cause of a nationwide baby formula shortage, forcing parents to seek formula from food banks, friends, and doctor's offices. Production restarted in June. Abbott closed the factory after the FDA began investigating four bacterial infections among infants who consume powdered formula from the plant. Jason Walker reporting.
Peru's indefinitely shut the famed ancient ruins of Machu Picchu in the latest sign that the anti-government protests that began last month are increasingly engulfing the South American country. Officials say the site, as well as the Inca Trail leading up to the site, were closed to, quote, protect the safety of tourists and the population in general. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Border Patrol is keeping an eye out for a new type of contraband coming across the southern border.
It's eggs. Now, if you can find eggs these days, you're likely paying more than double what you paid a year ago. And because of that, more travelers are being caught trying to carry eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. The director of field operations in San Diego tweeted that raw eggs and raw poultry are prohibited. If you fail to declare your eggs, you face fines up to $10,000. Texas border agents say seizures there of raw eggs has increased by 108% in the past 3 months. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Agriculture Department issuing new requirements for foods labeled organic, a move the government says will crack down on fraud and boost oversight. The rule strengthens enforcement of the USDA's strict definitions of organic, which requires the foods to be made with natural substances. The new rule takes effect in March, and companies will have a year to comply. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Heritage.org released results from a new poll this month showing America's military losing faith in leadership because of the politicization of the historic institution. Florida GOP Congressman and former Green Beret Michael Waltz says when he served, it wasn't like that.
In the Army that I grew up in, we left our politics at the door. It didn't matter about black, white, brown, straight, Christian, Jewish. None of those things mattered. It was about mission and the fact that we were all serving the red, white, and blue and moving the country forward and taking care of each other to defeat our nation's enemies.
On the Salem Radio Network, Walt says today's leadership is more concerned about things like diversity, inclusion, and climate change rather than focusing on real threats like China. Sunday news shows ABC's This Week welcomes mayors Eric Adams of New York, Karen Bass of Los Angeles, and Sylvester Turner of Houston. More at townhall.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you want to take on around your house now, or better yet, are you planning some projects for the spring? About this time of year, we start to think like, kind of had it with this whole winter thing. So I'm thinking ahead to outdoor living. I'm thinking about updating my man cave, my she shed. You know, whatever project you want to get done, maybe some landscaping you want to set up some plans for, maybe a fence. All great projects to talk about because it gives you time to do the planning. So when the weather turns warm, you are totally good to go. But whether your project is inside or out, you can reach us with those questions by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Well, according to a new survey, 45% of Americans invest more money into their kitchens than any other room in the house. We're going to take a look at the top 10 features asked for in a dream kitchen just ahead.
All right, I love that. Also ahead, did you ever sit down to watch TV and then wish that the image were better? Well, the TV might not be the problem. More than likely, you just need to adjust the settings for the room where the TV is located. So we're going to walk you through those steps.
And this time of winter, electricity that keeps heating systems humming higher can spike electrical bills. We've got tips for big savings that won't require you to put on a whole bunch of sweaters in a bit.
First, what are you guys working on? Are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this year? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So give us a call, shoot us an email, whatever you want. Post your questions. We are ready to help you out with all of those projects so you can finally have the money pit you love.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood chips.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out. Burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one running parallel to the ceiling beams and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Renee in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, mine is kind of like a double question. I have about a 30-year-old connected on both sides townhome, two levels.
Okay. Okay.
And I heard a crack a couple months back. Well, you know, it's one of the support beams, and it just, like a big, strong branch just cracked.
Huh. Did you actually see the cracked beam somewhere?
No, I didn't see that, but I have begun to have cracks along on that same side of the house.
Okay.
In the corners of the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, the corners were breaking apart. But at the same time, I've noticed that the house has become unlevel, and that's a little part because it's old and it's connected on both sides, but I'm in Texas, and we have big droughts, and it kind of shifts a little bit.
Okay.
My concern is when I get the support beam fixed and the foundation fixed, I've seen on the DIY shows that suddenly they go back and they look, and the house or the chimney has just been trashed. What can I do to prevent that?
Why do you say it's been trashed? Because it shifted?
Right. When they put in, when I've watched the DIY shows, they go and they fix the foundation. The foundation's fine. And, of course, they shift everything up. And now
yeah.
there's...
That's why you have to be very, very careful when you do anything that changes the angle that the house is sort of settled into. Because if you don't, once you bring a foundation up, everything else moves. You know, in a wood house... If you try to straighten a slopey floor, for example, all the wires and the plumbing can get stretched and twisted and so on. So it's, you know, not just the foundations that are of concern. I'm concerned, though, about this crack that you say that you've heard, but you've seen cracks in your walls, but you've not physically seen the structural crack, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you said it's a townhouse. Is there an association that...
Yes.
Okay. So in an association form of ownership, typically you don't own the structure. So the structure, if the structure was to fail, that's typically the responsibility of the association to address. Is that your understanding?
I can double check on that.
But in a typical condominium form of ownership, what you own is inside walls to inside wall. In some cases, you own the...
And then what's beyond that wall is not...
Right. In some cases, you own the drywall. In some cases, you don't. So, for example, if there was a fire, God forbid, and the whole place burned down, you would be paying for, like, the drywall, the kitchen cabinets, the appliances, stuff like that, and the association would be rebuilding everything else, including the related infrastructure. So you need to figure out, if there's a structural problem, who's responsible for it. I suspect you're going to find it's the association that's responsible for it, which is good news for you. And then I would bring that to their attention and ask them to address it. Now, as far as the cracks in the corners of the wall are concerned, I have to tell you that that's pretty typical, and that it by itself doesn't necessarily mean that you have a structural problem. The way to fix that, though, is important, and that is that you want to sand down the drywall in that area, and then you want to add some additional tape. And the type of drywall tape you use would be the perforated type. It looks like a netting. It's like a sticky netting. You put that on, and then you spackle through that three coats, one, two, three coats, each one thin, but three coats. And that type
and allowing each one to dry and be sanded in between.
Yeah, and that type of repair typically will last. Now, after you do the spackle repair, you'll have to prime the wall. You can't just paint on top of it. You'll have to prime it and then paint it.
Okay.
So I would address the structure with the association. I would fix the cracks on your own and then see what happens.
Okay. So just one more question. Let's say that if it's not in association that I do have to go into it, not only am I concerned about my roof, but how much of a problem will I have with my neighbors on both sides of me?
Depends on where the crack is, if it exists at all. If that's the case, then I would suggest you hire a professional home inspector and have the inspector do what's called a partial inspection, which is usually a single item inspection, and investigate this crack and see what's going on in the structure, and then we'll know how far it's gone and what needs to be done about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you dream about having an amazing kitchen someday? Well, it turns out that a lot of us do just that. So we are going to share the results of a new survey that highlights what it takes to create that dream kitchen next.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit.
is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Do you have some projects that you're planning to tackle this winter season? Or maybe you're dreaming about some projects for the warmer weather. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Mike in Illinois is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a drywall through the center of my house is separating at the seams.
Okay.
And it's straight through the center of the house, down the hallway, through the center of the house, and I'm not sure if it's due to moisture in the attic drying out and expanding or if it's the floor and the house moving.
Mike, how old is your house?
I'd say 20 years old.
Okay. And is this relatively new, or has it been around for a while?
It's been there shortly after I moved in.
Oh, so it's been there like 20 years. Yeah, I think it's probably shrinkage. You know, when a house is first built, the lumber is very wet, and over the first couple of heating seasons, it tends to shrink a lot, and you'll get a lot of movement. Now, over the years, you may have tried to patch it, and then you just find that it opens up again. That's very typical. What you want to do to patch it is you need to sand it down where it's cracking. You need to use new drywall tape on top of that. You can use the perforated tape. It's easier to work with in terms of the spackle because you don't have to worry about air bubbles behind the paper tape. Use the perforated tape, put about three layers of spackle on there, sand in between, prime, paint. You should be good to go.
Okay. If I have bathroom vents that are duct that are venting out into the attic, would that cause it? Or would that cure?
No, I don't think. Well, first of all, I don't think it's caused that, but that in of itself is a problem. You shouldn't be ducting bathroom exhaust fans into an attic. They should continue through the attic to the exterior. And the reason for that, you're in the Chicago area, correct? Pretty cold there, and if you get that insulation damp, it's not going to be very effective.
Okay, so with it venting in there, that's decreasing my R value of my insulation, too.
Absolutely.
It is. R value is rated at 0% moisture. So when you add moisture to it, it goes down dramatically. So the more moisture in the attic, the less effective the insulation becomes.
Okay. To fix that, would it be all right to add insulation on top of that after I fix that problem?
Yeah, you can add more insulation, but you have to duct from the exhaust fan out of the attic. So you can do that by going like sort of through the gable wall or up through a roof vent with a proper termination on the end of it so no water gets in there, and just get that warm, moist air out. Don't leave it in the attic.
Okay, and I've done some research on the Internet. I got two bathroom fans. To run them into one, they said to find a Y or a vent that'll flip one side to the other so don't backdraft into the other bathroom. I cannot find that.
Well, I don't think you really need that because, for example, if you run it to the gable wall and you have a typical bath duct terminating type of a hood on it, that's got a spring on it that stays shut, so it's only going to open when the air is blown out. You know, there's another way to do this, and that is to have a remote bath fan where you actually have the motor part that's up in the attic space, and the ducts just connect to the ceiling of the bathrooms. But, you know, that's a nice system. It's a quiet system, but it's much more expensive to do. You see that a lot in hotels.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, according to a new survey, 45% of Americans invest more money into their kitchens than any other room in the home, and 82% have an ideal dream kitchen in mind that they hope to have someday. But what exactly does a kitchen need to be a dream kitchen? Well, the most coveted features of a dream kitchen remodel all have to do with wanting more space. 50% want an extra large fridge. 50% also want extra counter space, while 48% like additional pantry space, and 45% are looking for extra shelf space.
Now, this is interesting. When asked what is the most loved tool or equipment they use in their kitchen, the famed cast iron skillet took the top spot with 26%, followed by stainless steel hand tools, 16%, and baking sheets, 11%. And also close to half, about 45%, said they only use high-end equipment when they cook, claiming it makes a better meal. And 40% stated they need a specific kitchen utensil for everything they cook. I can definitely relate to that because my wonderful wife, when she serves us dinner, there's always a special spoon or, you know, serving fork or something that's assigned to every dish. So it's always very special.
It's like you just get into a habit of using these things. It's like the same with Thanksgiving. It's like I have the same plates I use for the same things and the same spoons. It's like it's all because you love the whole process of cooking and serving a meal.
My problem was that it overloaded the drawer in the kitchen where we keep those serving utensils. And so, you know what I got? I got one of those stainless steel, like, I'll call it a bucket, but it's not really a bucket. It's like a column.
Oh, they call them bain-maries.
Oh, okay. See, there you go with the fancy words again.
That's what they do.
Bain-maries? I'm learning.
Bain-marie. I don't know what it means. That's what I learned at culinary school.
It means stainless steel bucket on your countertop, Leslie. That's
probably.
Anyway, that holds all those fancy forks and spoons and serving tools now, and it's much easier. We can actually close those drawers again.
Oh, my gosh, it's the best. You got to keep everything organized in those drawers. Now, the average respondent also said that they've been cooking independently at home for 9 years, but it took them 5 years to really feel like they knew what they were doing in the kitchen. I mean, think about that. It takes 4 years to get a college degree, but 5 years for you to feel comfortable in your own kitchen? My goodness.
There's a lot to know.
I know, but still.
Well, and this kind of shows the generational differences, because many credited their learned cooking skills to themselves, 55%, so we're studying on their own, their parents, another 55%, or YouTube, third credit YouTube with their culinary education.
I am surprised that TikTok isn't there, because perhaps if we asked some younger participants TikTok recipes, I mean, my son every day is like, I saw that you make mozzarella sticks by doing this on TikTok. I'm like, oh, my God, no, we're not doing that. Like, all kinds of weird stuff. But honestly, some of the tips are really good. Susan's on the line with a cold water shower that I imagine she doesn't like very much. Tell us what's going on.
Rather shocking.
I can imagine.
The hot water faucet in the upstairs shower is the only hot water faucet that does this. Is when I adjust the hot water and it's right, a good mix with the cold water, dip in the shower, then all of a sudden the hot water stops flowing and the water turns cold. It's almost like the faucet shut itself off.
What kind of water heater do you have, Susan? Is it gas or electric?
Gas.
And does this problem exist with any other fixture in the bathroom or the house for that matter?
No, it's the only one that works that way. The kitchen does not do that. The other bathroom sinks and faucets don't do that.
So this is a single handle faucet?
No, they're two handles, separate handles.
Well, I mean, I think you got a bad valve in there somewhere, because if it's just happening in one location like that, that's the only thing it could be. We have plenty of hot water for the rest of the house. I suspect that there's a problem with the valve. You might just want to replace the faucet set.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
I just wonder why would that do that?
I'll just speculate here. As the water heats up the pipe, the metal expands and causes the valve to squeeze shut a little bit or something like that. I mean, there are a lot of reasons it could happen, but I think it's mechanical because it's only happening in one location. So
that's
it has to be the valve. It's not. There's nothing mysterious about this. It's got to be the valve.
All right, well, great. Thank you for the diagnosis.
What you might want to think about when you replace this is talk to your plumber about something called a pressure balancing valve. Now, I'm not sure if he'll be able to find this for this kind of configuration that you have, but what a pressure balancing valve does is it keeps the mix ratio between hot and cold steady, regardless of what's happening in the rest of the house, so that if you were to hop in the shower and somebody else flushes a toilet somewhere, you don't get sort of that shock of hot or shock of cold water as one fixture sort of steals water from the other. It keeps the ratio the same. So while you may have less or more water, the temperature of the water never changes. If you're going to spend the money on a plumber and valves, I would definitely look into getting a pressure-balanced valve set if I could.
Well, I'm glad to know about that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Susan, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, do you ever sit down to watch TV and then wish that that image were a little better? Well, the solution might be as easy as the push of a button. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Some really accomplished building and remodeling pros who are willing to share their sort of secrets to success.
All right, congratulations.
Now, if you're a builder, a remodeler, a designer, an architect, you'll learn ways to improve your business. In fact, in our first episode, we talked to a really interesting person. It's Chris Lambert. He's the CEO of Life Remodeled. And this guy has totally dedicated himself to revitalizing Detroit neighborhoods that are distinguished by their significant need and radical hope. I love the way he describes this. He's built an amazing organization that's become a center for a whole host of social service and recreational activities for his community. So check it out. You can download the Profiles podcast at llflooring.com/pro.
Jim in Tennessee is on the line with a concrete cracking up issue. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I have a concrete driveway that every winter it seems to, the cracks seem to separate.
Yep.
I've used several different things, like cement, but the cement crumbles.
Of course it does, Jim, because cement is not a good patching material. It doesn't expand and contract. It doesn't stick properly. What you need is an epoxy patching compound. Epoxy compounds are designed specifically to stick to the concrete floor that you have and to not crack and re-crack. Anytime you try to use regular cement and fill something in, there's just not enough base there, so to speak, and it will continue to open and close and expand and contract and turn into little chunks of concrete that will fall out.
Oh, great. Hey, I had no idea.
And it's an easy fix.
Take a look at the QuickCrete website. There's a number of products out there designed specifically for this, but make sure it's a patching compound, and it'll do a much better job.
Hey, we love your show. I tell you, you get a lot of good tips on it.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, do you ever sit down to watch television and wish the image were a bit better? The TV may not be the problem. You might just need to adjust the settings for the room where that TV is located.
Yeah, now TVs offer a lot of options that get overlooked when it comes to improving your viewing experience. But these settings can be easily optimized for the space where your TV is located, how it's positioned, the viewing distance from where you are to the TV, the room's lighting, and the type of program you're watching. I mean, really, there are so many settings, I just choose to ignore them all. But when you do pay attention to them, what a world of difference it makes. So here are some things you may want to adjust. First of all, try and balance the sharpness. If it's turned up too high, the edges of an image may sharpen, but all the other details kind of get lost or look a little bit unnatural.
Now next, take a look at the noise. Now noise, in terms of a television picture, refers to the graininess in the image. Noise reduction clears up the picture, but sometimes it softens details too much. It's smart to disable that noise reduction setting if you're watching a show in high def or in 4K. Now, another setting to be aware of is what's called motion smoothing. If you're watching sports or an action movie, motion smoothing is a setting that tries to smooth out the action by adding some frames, which sounds like a good thing. But here's the problem. It often backfires and creates an image that looks artificial. It's usually a better idea to turn off that motion smoothing option.
Now, also, televisions have different modes that you can choose from that affect your color and the brightness. So you're going to want to try various options, like using the cinema mode or movie setting to watch films in dim or natural light, and then play with the controls for brightness, color temperature, contrast, hue, saturation, sharpness, all of these things until you find the best settings for natural-looking skin tones, dark and light scenes, and other details. I mean, there's so much you can adjust. It's, like, kind of fun to really mess around with it.
Yeah, and finally, a tip. A lot of these settings are detailed in the instruction manuals that come with the TVs. But if you can't find that anymore, today it's really very, very likely that your manual will be online. So just search for that model number and find it that way. And if you get into this and you kind of don't like the way it's going, you can easily restart the entire process by just resetting the TV to factory default and then try again.
Lori in Illinois is on the line with a mold question.
My husband and I think that there possibly might be some mold in our drywall or insulation in our home, and we wonder the best way to check for that. We don't have any airflow in our home, though.
What makes you think you have mold? Do you physically see it?
Well, we have an underground, part of our home is underground, and there's a lot of moisture, it seems like, in the air. We've seen some mold on some items in our home, and we have some cold-like symptoms from time to time that we think might be caused from it.
It's like allergies, you're saying?
Yes.
So it's more of the effects of it that you're concerned about?
Correct.
And this is in the basement?
Yes, it's in the part of the home that's underground. And I had read online that some of those mold test kits are unreliable that you buy in a store, or mold inspections can be very costly. I just didn't know the best choice there.
Well, the truth is that mold pretty much exists in every home, and so we can always find mold. The question is whether or not this is causing a problem in your house. What kind of floor do you have in that basement, Lori?
It's cement, and then there's carpet over that.
That's a huge mold trap right there. If you were to get rid of that, you would notice. I mean, even if there's moisture management in a basement, we never recommend putting a carpet down on, you know, a concrete slab in a basement area, just because concrete's hygroscopic. It pulls the moisture from the ground. That gets into, you know, the carpet pad, the carpet itself, and then the dust gets in there, and you've got a breeding ground for mold. So if you were to get rid of that, put down laminate or tile, use some area rugs, you're instantly going to notice a better respiratory situation, I think.
Well, exactly. Plus, carpet is a filter material, so that carpet can trap dust, dust mites, and all sorts of other allergens. So there could be other things, Lori, here that are causing the breathing issues. So let's just give you some general clean air advice. First of all, as Leslie said, the carpet's not a good idea. Secondly, you want to make sure that your basement remains as dry as possible, and the way you do that is by making sure the gutter system is clean, free-flowing, and downspouts discharging well away from the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we may want to add some sort of a filtration system. Now, do you have forced air into that basement space?
We do not. We do have a dehumidifier that we run, and we have some ceiling fans, but not in every room or not in every area.
So is it a hot water heated house?
No, it's electric.
It's all electric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we would really like to see is some sort of a filtration system in there, a good quality portable air filter, electronic air cleaner perhaps, that will pull the dust and dust mites and anything else that is an allergen basis out of that basement space. So a portable air cleaner could be a good addition. But I suspect from everything that you've told us, reducing dampness and removing the carpet will make that space a lot more comfortable.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That gives me some great ideas.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Lori, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Well, the first step in cutting costs is figuring out where all of that energy use is going. We're going to have some tips to the detective work you'll be doing after this.
Live in a money pit.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success.
Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, ready to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, we love so much when you join us every weekend here at the Money Pit, but you can listen to the Money Pit whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is perfect timing to plan those weekend projects.
Paul in Missouri is on the line with a clay residue in the water system. Tell us what's going on and where you're seeing it.
Yes, I'm seeing it in the kitchen faucet, mostly in the bathroom faucet.
Okay.
The well's 230 foot down with casing the whole way.
So you can pick up a whole house filter. It's actually called a whole house sediment filter. And the way these work is that we're not talking about treating the water. We're talking about filtering the water. So there's going to be a micron rating that basically tells you how small of a particle it will trap. It'll usually be 5 microns or 10 microns. And the other thing that's important to note is the pressure drop, because it does take away some of the pressure, and so you want to make sure that you have enough pressure that flows through it. So if you simply search whole house filters online, you'll find a bazillion choices. And then if you head out to your local plumbing supply and ask them for a sediment filter, tell them your situation. I'm sure your local plumbing supply contractors or retailers can recommend one that's going to work for you. Not terribly difficult to install, and that should handle the sediment issue that you're having in the house, okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, is your electric bill giving you kind of a sticker shock when you peeled it open last time? The first step in cutting those costs is figuring out where all that energy use is going. And it can be a little tricky.
Yeah, first of all, a lot of that power may be going to so-called vampire appliances. Now, these draw energy even when they're turned off. To spot them, look for a big transformer-like plug, and then plug those into a power strip. This way you can easily turn off that strip when you're not using those appliances.
Now, you want to keep toaster ovens, microwaves, and coffee makers unplugged when not in use, and run big appliances like clothes washers and dryers and dishwashers only when you've got a full load. And do it with your heating and your water on the lowest settings. I mean, when it comes to dishwashers, you really don't need to use the heat setting. You could use the air dry, and it's a lot less expensive to run the machine.
All right. Now, also, you want to be aware of products that use chargers like your cell phone, iPads, tablet PCs, laptops, gaming systems, and a whole slew of similar devices. Just unplug those chargers from the socket when they're not actively charging the device.
Now, all of these suggestions might seem small, but the truth is they all add up to bigger monthly electrical bills. So tackle a few of them, and you'll definitely see a difference.
Jan in Kansas is on the line with a home that seems to be cracking up. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a lot of problems. It's an old house. It's over 50 years old.
You have a lot of opportunities, Jan, not a lot of problems.
Yeah, I've got some cracks in the wall, and I have one crack that is going from the dining room to the kitchen, and I believe it's cracking on both sides of the wall. Same crack.
You said it's 50 years old. Do you know if it's plaster lath?
It's sheetrock.
It's drywall? Okay. So, you know, fixing that is not a big deal. The thing is that most people usually fix it incorrectly. What they'll do is they'll try to spackle it, and by spackling it, you're pretty much guaranteeing that it's going to re-crack. What you have to do is sand down the area so you get rid of any glaze from the paint or dirt or anything like that. And then you're going to cover it with drywall tape, and you want to use the mesh type of tape that's sticky. So you put a strip of tape across the crack, and then you spackle right over that tape, and you'll use three layers of spackle. And the easiest way to apply this is if you buy the plastic spackling knives. You can buy one that starts at around 4 inches, then you go to 6, then you go to 8. And they're pretty inexpensive, and you use that to apply the spackle, and you sand in between each coat, and then you prime and paint, and you're done. So those are the proper steps. Where most people go wrong is they just try to do a quick and dirty spackling job, and they wonder why it cracks again and again and again, because that's basically an expansion joint right now, and unless you spread the repair across both sides of it with new drywall tape, it will continue to show up.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, whether you're deciding between size, shape, fabric, or color, furniture shopping can be overwhelming. We are going to have some tips to help you sort it out next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Brandon wrote in saying, I know you recommend always priming before painting. I'm buying brand new interior pre-primed slab doors. Should I re-prime the doors before painting them? The finished paint I'm using is a primer and paint in one.
Okay, so first of all, I don't think you have to prime them again, but I would steer away from paint and primer in one. I don't really like that kind of a product. I don't think it really primes very well, and I don't think it paints very well. I would stick, especially since you have pre-primed doors, I would get a good quality latex, probably semi-gloss, to go on top of those primed doors. And this way, the finish will last as long as it possibly can.
Yeah, you know, Brandon, I think a lot of people think, oh, this is great, it helps me skip a step, but generally with primer, it gives you an adhesion that you're just not going to get with the combination paint and primer. So definitely don't skip that step. Go with a primer and go with a separate top coat and go with a nice, beautiful, glossy finish for a door, and you'll be super happy.
Well, furniture shopping can be an overwhelming experience. Of the many decisions you are faced with when considering a new sofa or easy chair is the material. Leather is durable, but it's expensive. But fabric might not stand up to your daily grind. Leslie has the tips you need to sort it out in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, when you're choosing between leather and fabric, there's a lot of stuff that you can be considering. First of all, most leather types, they're going to be easy to keep clean. A damp cloth is usually all that you need to wipe your sofa down. Leather is generally a very durable material and can outlive a fabric by many years if you care for it properly. And leather has a clean, kind of more sophisticated, modern look. However, leather furniture can be easily scratched. And some people find that leather is cold to the touch, or when it's humid or warm out, you kind of get stuck to it. So, and, you know, there's not as many color options as a fabric will allow, obviously. Now, as far as a fabric goes, you've got a ton of colors and patterns available, which is definitely overwhelming because there is a gajillion types of fabrics to choose from. It can give you a warm, cozy, inviting look. You're going to see a ton of different types and different textures available. Some fabric sofas have removable covers, which will allow them to be professionally cleaned. Now, on the downside, fabrics can be easily stained, and they aren't as durable as leather, and sometimes your fabric choice can look a little dated down the road. So you got to weigh your pros and cons and decide which is best for you. Now, I have two boys, and dogs and hamsters, you know, lots of action at my house, and I have found that we've had a variety of sofas at different times, also really dependent on the stages of the kids. So I kept an old sofa that was kind of like velvety for a long, long, long time, even though it got super gross just because I knew the boys were just going to destroy it. And then I went and got a couch, which I thought was going to work great, but the fabric was too, like the weave on it was a little loopy and the dog's nails kept getting caught. Luckily, the store was able to swap out the couch for me for a fabric that was more durable because they did say it would be good for pets. So you got to think about a lot of different things and think about what stage of your life you're in, how messy the people are around you, because believe me, with kids, it gets messy. I can remember I was about to buy a brand new sofa when Henry was, I don't know, little, because he had a bottle in his hand, so two or three. And he was jumping on the couch, holding the bottle in his hand, and I'm literally on the phone placing the order. And as he's jumping up and down, all of a sudden he barfs all over the couch. And I, like, just stopped and looked at the phone, and I was like, you know what? No, never mind. So, yeah, consider a lot of things when you're ordering furniture.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, there's nothing like opening your front door to a clean home. But with kids at home, cleaning that house can feel a million miles away.
Yeah, especially after you've stepped on your third Lego of the day.
You speak from experience, my friend. We're going to share a few clever hacks to help you keep your home clean and your sanity intact on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Justice Department has searched President Biden's home in Delaware and located six documents containing classification markings and also took possession of some of his notes. Bob Bauer, a lawyer for the president, says the department conducted the search at Mr. Biden's Wilmington residence on Friday. A major shakeup in the Biden team. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who has spent more than 2 years as the president's top aide, is preparing to leave his job in the coming weeks.
Klain's expected departure comes not long after the White House and Democrats had a better-than-expected showing in the November elections. But now Republicans have a majority in the House, and the White House is preparing to shift to a more defensive posture. His departure also comes as the administration struggles to contain the fallout after classified documents dating from Mr. Biden's time as vice president were discovered at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and his former institute in Washington. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the matter. Ken Lorman reporting.
Violence in downtown Atlanta Saturday night in the wake of the death of an environmental activist who was killed by authorities this week after the 26-year-old shot a state trooper. Protesters dressed in all black threw rocks and lit fireworks in front of a skyscraper that houses the Atlanta Police Foundation, shattering large glass windows. They then lit a police cruiser on fire. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is applauding House passage of a bill that cuts funding Democrats had passed for new IRS agents.
The reason the Democrats hired an army of 87,000 new IRS agents is to harass middle-class Americans, and especially small business owners. Multimillionaires like Joe Biden himself can afford fancy lawyers and accountants to minimize their tax burden.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network he hopes the Senate will soon pass its own version of that bill. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Turning to South America, where thousands of protesters took to the streets again in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day. and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Texas man pleads guilty to his role in a romance scam.
Women from across the nation were cheated out of a total of about $1.6 million by someone often pretending to be a U.S. Army general. 52-year-old Fola Alabi has pleaded guilty to conspiracy and money laundering. According to prosecutors, someone often posing as a general stationed overseas befriended women online, then gradually feigned romantic or personal interest before asking for money. The victims were from Rhode Island, Tennessee, North Carolina, California, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Texas, Idaho, in South Dakota. John Scott reporting.
Authorities are piecing together just how five inmates escaped from a Missouri jail this week. The prisoners left the jail in Farmington, about 75 miles south of St. Louis, on Tuesday. Sheriff's Department said all five were captured earlier on Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being there, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We've got a big hour coming your way. We're going to be joined by three special operators who, along with seven others, went to seven continents and jump out of planes, skydiving, seven continents in 7 days. Amazing. That's a new world record. They did it all for Folds of Honor and to raise awareness about those who serve and have fallen in battle. They're going to be joining us. And then Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour. That'll be great. Guess where the president's going to go later today? Home to Delaware. Never stays in the Oval Office. I think this is trip number 61. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three. Yes, we need to go in a new direction. And can I be that leader? Yes, I think I can be that leader. But we are still working through things, and we'll figure it out. I've never lost a race. I said that then. I still say that now. I'm not going to lose now, but stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Nikki Haley weighing in with special report last night. 2024 taking shape as another former Trump team member prepares to take him on. Nikki Haley, the latest, what she said and what she's been accused of by another Trump loyalist who might run himself as the current president prepares to announce he wants four more years.
Number two. We have charged him with involuntary manslaughter in the alternative. We have charged him based on reckless disregard for safety, and we've also charged him based on a misdemeanor statute of negligent use of a deadly weapon.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the attorneys for New Mexico. Turning the screws to Alec Baldwin. Baldwin pulled the trigger. This is what New Mexico prosecutors revealed, and they decided to charge him on two counts. Could the volatile esteemed actor beheading to jail for shooting a cinematographer who happens to be his friend.
Number one.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. There's no there there.
Really? No there there? No regrets? You would think a president caught with misplaced classified documents at the highest level might be regretful and apologetic, but not Biden. In fact, he was defiant, and I think he'll regret that. Here's the entire soundbite. Cut one.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
So here's the thing. You could say that if you were Donald Trump and you know you didn't conspire with Russia to win an election. You can say that if you're saying, if you're talking about a leak to the New York Times that ended up being Scooter Libby, even though Richard Armitage admitted it, Scooter Libby didn't think he was the person to reveal it. You could honestly say, and to this day, he thinks he's innocent. But this special prosecutor knows one thing. There were very classified documents at the highest level in his office and in his garage and in his house. Yet he says there's no there there. What are you talking about? Almost everybody in the military, the lowest and highest level, retired and active, I have come across, said, if I did that, I would be in jail. And the president, not contrite, goes out of his way to say something ill-advised. I have to think. This guy's an attorney. First off, he says they were in my locked garage with my Corvette. What? And now you can, after totally condemning the president, the former president on 60 Minutes, saying how could anyone be that irresponsible? Then he says there's no there there. Okay. Everybody that has classified documents, just say I did it by mistake. There's no there there. If the president's setting the standard, that would be the way. Even Adam Schiff, and I hate playing his sound bites, I find him despicable, said this, cut three.
Well, first of all, I think whenever classified documents are found somewhere they shouldn't be, it's an issue. And we need to find out how the documents ended up there. And is there any risk that they were exposed to people that didn't or shouldn't have had access? The intelligence community does those kind of damage assessments, mitigation assessments. They should do so here.
Now, I am not sure. Maybe it's just so overwhelming that they have no choice. But for the longest time, Joe Biden, after the primaries, walked on water. He never did anything wrong, never ate his own words, never contradicted himself, never got lost leaving a stage. Shows no sign of dementia or aging before your eyes. No, nothing ever happened. But now CNN is running stories about connections between Joe Biden, his brothers, and the laptop. 5 or 6 minutes about his complicated overseas business dealings, which he was referred to, that Hunter referred to him in the laptop that they said was invalid. I am wondering why this all happened. I know you are, too. Why they're all coming out now and being honest and candid. Terry Churchy, a former assistant director of the FBI, on why the FBI is not involved in this yet. Cut seven.
There's a lot of there, and there are no FBI agents to find out whose fingerprints are on those documents, to have properly collected them and then sent them to the lab in the right order so that certain forensic exams could be done. There is a real problem if you have an intention of prosecuting someone. None of those attorneys can take part in that prosecution because they're all now witnesses and they're people that have to be maybe cross-examined. This is a mess, and the intention here is to cover up, not to get to the bottom of. It is to cover up the same things they've been covering up now for years. The Biden connection with the Chinese, the flow of millions of dollars of Chinese money into America, and the fact that we have a bevy of legislation and decisions, which for some reason always benefit Chinese interests, but never benefit America's interests.
Except for the CHIPS Act, which does clamp down on the Chinese. And there is going to be some Democrats on a Senate, on a House Select Committee on China. But there are some really disturbing things about China and the President of the United States and his family. I'm not sure if it's related to these documents because I don't know the contents. Sooner or later, it'll come out. The President wants it to go away. Guess what? The American people are not happy. Turns out he's got now a 40% approval rating. It was at 44%. That's pretty big in 1 week. Also, the Quinnipiac poll, when asked, how did President Biden handle the classified documents? 22% said appropriately. 60% said inappropriately. Those are two devastating numbers for him. And let's just see where it goes from here. You're not going to be bailed out by other elements. The thing that I worry about, this will make him less likely to deal on the debt ceiling because he wants the government to shut down to make that the number one story. And many in the press would love not to report about a story that makes the president and his slipshod way in the way he handles intelligence really under question. And I just wonder how many more documents are going to be found and what is at the University of Delaware with this Senate work. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, Mike Cirillo joins us, retired Navy SEAL, former Recon Marine and Talent War Group CEO. Andy Stump, retired Navy SEAL, former Wingsuit World Record holder and Legacy Expeditions co-founder. And Nick Cush, retired Navy EOD officer and 777 Expedition lead. What they did, unbelievable. Seven continents, seven jumps in 7 days. While in the middle of this, a total shutdown of the airline industry last Friday, only the second time in history because of, they say, a malfunction with a contract worker. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music.
I wanna rock!
Members of Twisted Sister have always wanted to rock, and it seems like those desires are still going strong. The group's members will strap on the instruments one more time later this month when they are inducted into the Metal Hall of Fame after calling it quits as a touring band back in 2016. It was previously announced that Twisted Sister would be one of this year's inductees, but then vocalist Dee Snider tweeted, looking forward to playing together for the first time since 2016, especially the rehearsal. It's not known who will be handling drums for the performance. Fans will remember the band's longtime drummer, A.J. Pirro, died of a heart attack in 2015. One thing's for sure, whatever ends up going down will be epic. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. As COVID cases spike in some countries, the World Health Organization is urging passengers to wear masks on long flights. The United Nations Health Agency says the surge in COVID-19 cases linked to the Omicron variant across the U.S. is a growing concern. Catherine Smallwood is the WHO's Senior Emergency Officer for Europe.
For flights, WHO's recommendation is that passengers should opt to wear a mask in high-risk settings, such as long-haul flights, and this should be a recommendation issued to passengers arriving from anywhere where there's widespread COVID-19 transmission. And pretty much that's across the European region, that's across the Americas, and more or less across the world.
China is battling a nationwide outbreak of COVID-19 after abruptly easing restrictions, prompting more than a dozen countries to impose new testing requirements for travelers departing from China. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege. If you got Fox Nation, if you don't have it, go download the app right now. 3C American Legends before my eyes. Mike Cirelli is here, retired Navy SEAL and Legacy Expeditions co-founder. Andy Stumpf is here, retired Navy SEAL and Legacy Expeditions co-founder, along with Nick Cush, who's retired as a SEAL. These guys, by the way, look like they're in their primes. And 777 Expedition Lead is here. So, guys, welcome to all three of you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, first off, who came up with the idea of jumping, going to seven continents in 7 days and skydiving?
So, let me back up. When Andy and I formed Legacy Expeditions, you know, really we had one mission, is to set up these amazing adventures where we take veterans and they feel that camaraderie again, okay, that brotherhood. And it's something you miss when you get out of the military. And, you know, when you do hard things together, you form bonds, just like combat, that can never be broken. There is this, you know, sort of thing that's been talked about for decades, seven continents, 7 days, seven skydives. And it's sort of joked about that it couldn't be done. So, you know, Andy and I called Nick in June of 2021 and said, hey, what if we did this? Because Special Operations has proven and shown that it has a way of making this seemingly impossible possible. And there was a little hesitation at first.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started looking at the problem and dissecting it. And about July or August timeframe of 2021, we're like, hey, we can do this, especially this team. This team can do this.
Right. So you want to raise money for Folds of Honor. So, Nick, you just didn't get a charter or a plane.
No, the whole thing was going to be focused on flying economy. We had a really good support network from American Airlines via Folds of Honor.
So you called them.
Yeah. And we had a great, just like with any special operations force in any unit, there's always a really good group of support network behind the scenes and of enablers. And that's where that really helped us nail down any contingencies and things like that we had.
So anyway, also what's kind of interesting is all of a sudden the whole airline industry shut down. Was it last Thursday?
To be honest with you, I have no idea what
day
it was.
So you had to finish this, and all of a sudden, for the second time in the history of flight, everything's grounded. We find out now they claim because of a contractor.
Oh.
Yeah. What happened? How'd you deal with that?
I mean, if you look at what special operations actually is, it's nonlinear problem solving. So we had done 18 months of planning leading up to this. We had talked through contingencies. We had somebody behind the scenes who was ready to move flights, logistics. So really, we sat down and we solved the problem in about 30 minutes because we looked at what had happened. We looked at what was available, what our resources were. We pulled our heads together, made a decision, and executed on it. And we actually landed about 5 minutes after our scheduled arrival time on the economy flight that we would have been on on the private flight.
Mike, run through the continents.
And let me add on to that. Yeah. You know, it's amazing about this team when you look at it. Nobody freaked out. We identified the problem. We started proposing solutions, and I've got to say that Glenn Cowan, our lone Canadian, was the one that brought that together and was able to
solve it. How did you solve it?
So basically we reached out to some very good Americans, our network. We all put some money into the pot, and we chartered a plane from Miami to Barcelona to stay on schedule. And in fact, we finished this in six days, 6 hours, and 6 minutes. But we started in Antarctica. The reason we started there is because it was the wildest variable.
Right.
You can't plan for that weather. From there.
I mean, I saw the scenes. It's all ice. Despite what Al Gore promised. He said it would be like spring right now. So he was wrong there.
We could tell you about the ice wall, but we signed an NDA. So
okay. But
From there, we went to Chile. From there, Miami, Barcelona, Cairo, over the pyramids, which was probably – there's a photo that will probably go viral. It already has. Of a four-way ride over the pyramids.
Where do we get it? Where do we get the photo?
Go to any of our Instagrams, legacyexpeditions.net Instagram, and you can see it. And then from there to Abu Dhabi, and then we finished the records in Perth, Australia.
That's pretty cool. So, Nick, you mentioned Legacy. So you wanted to do this for Folds of Honor. You got $450,000. And the more you get, the more scholarships that go out.
Correct.
So if anybody is listening to this now and you weren't there before, this is the chance to get there now. How do we get there and support you?
Well, and that's through the 777 GiveSmart. I'll have Mike's been reciting it.
So it's really well. 777, the word triple, the number 7, .givesmart.com. 777.givesmart.com.
Got it. You mentioned this is just one adventure. What's the next adventure?
You know, we were talking about that yesterday and how we should answer this question, and I can only answer it
because you always plan for contingencies.
We plan for contingencies, but I also don't want to spend too much time forward thinking because it'll wash away the accomplishment of what this is. But from a personal perspective, I know for me, this trip was surprisingly emotionally impactful. That's what surprised me the most about it. It wasn't the jumps. It wasn't the travel. It was the emotional impact that it had. And that's beneficial for me. But I think all three of us sitting here agree that especially the veteran community and the old special operations community specifically that we come from, we thrive doing difficult things. And that serves the person well, but I want to figure out ways to take endeavors that serve me and have them serve others. So I'm not sure what we're going to do next when it comes to an expedition and continuing to help people maintain and tell their legacy stories, but I know that we will continue. But for me, the flag in the ground is it has to be greater than myself and it has to serve something bigger than myself.
And plus, you love hanging out with these guys.
Not really. I'm super sick of these guys.
You're the one who
spent like eight days straight. I'm ready for some time off.
So, Mike, you know what they always talk about with the players when they leave, when they've stopped playing pro or stopped playing college, whatever they do? They miss the locker room. Not only that, you guys are usually in the line of fire. You put your lives on the line. That's high emotional. No one will ever replicate that. Is it similar when you get out? You know, you miss the locker room?
You lose your tribe. The special operations community becomes part of your DNA. There's no denying that. And let me go to a quote. I jumped in honor of MA2 Michael Monsoor. He was a Navy SEAL. He jumped on a grenade.
Everybody jumped for somebody.
Yes. He jumped on a grenade 3 feet from me and saved my life. He wrote a letter to his mom during the Battle of Ramadi to assuage her concerns. And he said, "Mom, I'm with the boys, and that's as good as it gets." So, you know, our families were a little nervous about this, and I told my wife and my parents, "I'm with the boys, and that's as good as it gets." And you miss that. And that's what Legacy Expeditions is going to provide for veterans in the future. That's our plan, like he just said, to do something that is bigger than ourselves.
No doubt about it. When you you understand then why so many people in your community are reporting to fight in Ukraine for the Ukrainians, right? Because you see the right cause. And you want that feeling of putting everything on the line, would you say?
Oh, absolutely, because just it is reforming that brotherhood. And what we've also seen throughout this entire expedition and this entire workup experience was with us building that camaraderie and that tribe, we also found these connections with the people throughout all seven continents that were also supporting. And so it was this huge connection globally along with our
our cause that we were going for Folds of Honor. And so we got to fill that brotherhood within our own team, but then also the guys and girls in Antarctica, Chile, Miami, all of the locations, they all really kind of came together to support it, a cause that was bigger than
themselves. So they had a heads up that you were coming?
Oh, yeah.
You got cooperations with the government?
No. It was mostly the skydiving community and people and veterans and patriots in all the countries and all the locations. They were all believed in what we were doing and wanted to be part of it.
Let me be very clear on this. Why we were successful in special operations is because we had a massive support network. Mm-hmm. And we had a massive support network on this one. In fact, I almost near tears spent 18 hours on the phone trying to get hold of American Airlines and just get pushing around or no, and nobody wanted to help until one woman, Missy Tonis, picked up the phone. She heard the desperation in my voice. She works for American Airlines. And she said, honey, don't worry. I'm going to help you book all these tickets. We're going to figure this out together. And she gave her off time to book all the tickets across the globe for this entire team. If it wasn't for people like Missy Tonis or George Silva, who's in the background running operations, we would not have been successful.
So American was the only airline you used?
American or the American One World Network, yes.
All right, so you need someone to work logistics, and they did it. And yes. Folds of Honor is a beneficiary of it, you guys coming together, making a difference. And one more time, the number is 777-GiveSmart.com.
777.givesmart.com.
Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks
for sharing your story. I cannot wait to see what's next. But we're focusing on now.
Yeah.
I know. I got it.
Thanks, Brian.
With Carly Shimkus in just a moment. You like Carly, right?
Oh, love her.
All right, good. Yeah. So I'll let her come on.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Is there something to be gained, though, by being the first person out to challenge him?
Heck no. I think the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has nothing to do right now, right? And in part because he has no one to shoot at. He has no opponent.
That's right.
So who wants to be the first one in the pool to be the one who's the target? I think this is going to be a hang around the rim enterprise. Everyone's going to be waiting to see which way the rebound goes and whether they want to grab it or they don't want to grab it. And I think to go in early, huge political strategic mistake.
Then January 28th, I understand the former president of the United States will officially kick off with a campaign event, which will have Governor Henry McMaster and Lindsey Graham as his captains in South Carolina. Kellyanne Conway, very tapped into all sides, all things, former senior counsel to President Trump and author of the book, Here's the Deal. Kellyanne, what do you think about what Governor Christie said? Does that, from the opponent's perspective, is he right?
He's 100% right, Brian. Thanks for having me today. I've actually had that conversation with Governor Christie. I think President Trump felt he had to announce early to show his base, but also a number of independents who clearly are not satisfied with the direction of the nation and the Biden administration's policies, that he, Donald Trump, would be willing to engage in a cage match rematch against Biden. Others can wait. If you're Governor DeSantis, you just got reelected, or Governor Reynolds in Iowa, or Governor Abbott, Governor McMaster, they all got reelected with these massive margins, and they can wait. They can have their legislative sessions and then suss out what's going on. But I'm not sure that that hurts Donald Trump. I'm not sure that it helps him or hurts him. I actually think he's doing better in recent polling than people who have written him off would admit. And at the same time, I know Donald Trump very well, and he's also told me that, hey, you know, I used to be at 85-90% of Republicans, a little lower now. I like that a little better, meaning he loves the fight. He loves the competition. Right now, Brian, with just 6 short months to go before the first presidential debate in Milwaukee, The only person who's announced is Donald Trump. I mean, right now, if you had a debate, they'd be asking him two scoops or three scoops of ice cream, sir, and what's your favorite color? So someone's going to have to step up and oppose him, not just donors wishing for it, not just we in the TV right. or polling business insisting that it's going to happen. But someone's going to have to step up and qualify to be in these debates. But I agree, people can wait. And I think that folks who aren't going to be able to raise the kind of money that a Trump or a DeSantis or a few others can raise, they're going to have to do something creative. And that's what the debate stage allows them to do.
I heard a lot of big donors are holding out for more for DeSantis. Would you say that? I also see the president's upset that the evangelicals leaders have not endorsed him yet. He thinks they're being totally disloyal. Can you bring reality to that?
I can understand the feeling from the president that he feels folks that he had embraced and engaged and invited to the White House to actually show the country, to show the world transparently and with accountability, Brian, that he was putting policies into practice that that they appreciated: religious liberty, school choice, obviously his entire pro-life agenda, all the judges, including three to the United States Supreme Court. I mean, he made good on those promises. And I think the president looks at endorsements as a way
right.
for folks to show appreciation, but also to show a seriousness of purpose in getting rid of Biden and Harris, which really is the name of the game. Donors have a way of always looking for the next big thing. I think nobody knows that better than Chris Christie. He was practically begged by some of the biggest donors in the Republican and conservative movement when he had only been on the job for about a year and a half, Brian. And DeSantis has a little bit more time under his belt. But donors don't pick the nominees. We don't pick the nominees. The voters do. And I, for one, don't like robbing people of their voice and their choice. I think competition, as we just saw with the speaker's race, I think competition is healthy
right.
for the party that says it's for competition.
So it's very interesting that Mike Pompeo, by the way, the president wrote a letter to Facebook saying, it's been a year, put me back on. And on Twitter, when they said come back on, he said, no, I'm going to keep my powder dry. Facebook is necessary. He used Facebook, and you would know better than anybody, in 2016 and 2020 pretty effectively, right?
We did, Brian. And I have to say, even looking back at 2016, where we were under-resourced and understaffed, being able to post a lot of information, but also just to buy ads on Google, on YouTube, on Facebook, made the difference. We rolled the dice, and we did something a serious presidential campaign had never done, which is we committed half of our resources, roughly half of our resources, to traditional television ads and another half to online ads. It was one of those cases of necessity is the mother of invention, because we didn't have the same resources as Hillary, but it paid off. And I think most people are not watching television ads. They're on Netflix or on Apple TV. They're watching stuff on their phone, as you know. They're streaming. And so this was a smart
yeah.
this was a smart risk. It paid off. And I think for the president to say, put me back on Facebook, I think Meta, the new, they're going to have to look at that very seriously, given the people they do allow on Facebook and a lot of the disinformation from the left that's there. Now, it's different on Twitter, because I think Elon Musk taking over Twitter, he's really changed the dynamic there, and people feel like it's a much more equitable, fair platform, just the liberal left-wing cesspool. However, you know, the president has a commercial interest in Truth Social. That's his, you know, he's
yeah.
making money from Truth Social, and so that's probably a consideration for him also.
There's a story out today. Mike Pompeo's book is out, and he comes out on Tuesday, I should say. And evidently trashes Nikki Haley. He claims behind the scenes, Nikki Haley was scheming with Jared Kushner to replace Mike Pence. Do you know anything about this?
I sure do. That is true that there were people trying to get rid of Mike Pence off the ticket beginning in like 2018 or so. It's such a fool's errand in so many ways. And I do just wish that Ambassador Haley had been more strong and more public, more resolute and more public, just saying, please don't talk about that. We have so much work to do here at the UN, where she was the ambassador for less than 2 years. And I wish she had just said that. And also, it would have been such a mistake to try to replace Mike Pence on the ticket. I used to tell President Trump when these rumors were circulating, when a friend of his placed an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal about it, much to my surprise. Brian, I told the president straight on, you know who will punish you for that if you get rid of Mike Pence on the ticket? Women. Because we women, we're used to being replaced by other women. Women are not going to like that at all, Mr. President. But I also thought it was so naive from some of the political novices like Jared Kushner that I worked with in the White House, to actually think, well, let's just get rid of the vice president that was the other half of the ticket that, frankly, Brian, helped bring a lot to the table as somebody who had strong ties to the evangelical movement, who had been in Congress for 12 years,
right,
8 or 10 years of which on the Foreign Affairs Committee, I believe, and had been governor of Indiana. He brought so much to that ticket. When you have a winning ticket, you stick with it. This whole idea, let's just get a woman, get a woman, get a woman. You know who did that? One Joe Biden did that. He sounded like a frat boy at the end of a keg party in the fraternity. I need a woman. I need a woman. And look what we got for it. Goodness, Kamala Harris. So I'm glad Secretary Pompeo has said this. And that is a great American. He's got an unbelievable, wonderful American story. And I wouldn't be surprised if he runs. And if he reminds everybody that we had a Secretary of State while all these great things were happening, Soleimani, Baghdadi, the Abraham Accords,
right,
that other staffers try to take credit for.
So, yeah, Mike Pompeo looks like he's going to throw in there. He says, regarding Haley, who publishes a book, too, he said, Pompeo disparages both the role of the U.N. ambassador, a job that is far less important than people think, close quote. She has described her role as going toe-to-toe with tyrants. If so, then why would she quit such an important job at an important time? You want to weigh in?
It's an excellent question. No, I do want to weigh in because I actually took pieces of that out of my book because my book was so long. But I did have a piece in there about Ambassador Haley leaving in October of 2018 and making sure she sat in the yellow chair in the Oval Office, which was reserved for heads of state, usually sitting next to the president, by the fireplace. Everybody has seen it many times. She wanted to make sure that the MAGA base knew she was leaving on good terms. But here's what I never understood. You don't leave a job like that if there's still work to do. She went. She was making $200,000 a speech that she wrote a book. That's her right, I suppose. Well, definitely it's her right. But I did think she left a little too early and before many of those big wins for this country in globally and domestically had happened. I also think I can't help but think because he's brilliant. Secretary Pompeo has taken a little shot at John Bolton by calling into question the job of the UN ambassador, because, of course, that's the job he had before he was national security advisor and, of course, successful author. Secretary Pompeo, because he is a humble person, I just don't think that he, you know, ironically, he's gotten his due from all the great things that happened in the Trump administration. I mean, Jared Kushner's taken credit. Some of the ambassadors took credit. And certainly, I guess he believes that Nikki Haley took credit also.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, look, Brian, this gives you a nice preview.
I know.
Of how rough
it's going to be tough on you. A lot of these people, you're really good friends.
They are my friends. I'm so happy that they served. And listen, we need them all back in some capacity. There's no question about that. But don't count out, as my op-ed in the New York Times said last week, don't count out Donald Trump. Here are his vulnerabilities and his obstacles and his self-sabotage, and here are his opportunities. And one of them is that if one person runs against Donald Trump for president, the only announced candidate right now, Brian, if one runs against him, I think five or six will. And then he's going to stand there and watch them attack each other. The idea is that you'd only be attacking Trump. That'll get old quickly. You could just, gosh, you could read social media all day or turn on one of those underperforming cable stations to watch constant attacks on Donald Trump. You don't need a president. You don't need a presidential primary.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be attacking each other.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the debate because I've never heard Mike Pompeo say anything negative about Trump on or off mic or camera. And he's going to have to, with respect, say, listen, this is what I would do different. This is what I would have done. I actually thought Nikki Haley was unbelievable during all the Russia hoax. And some people are saying, well, you know, look at Walda there. I thought she was extremely strong against North Korea.
Yeah.
She was very smart to negotiate direct
Israel.
Line to.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And Israel, yeah. I thought she was a real competence, so I think she'll be formidable. But she did say, I will not run against Donald Trump. Is she going to go back on that?
Yes, she already changed her mind. She gave an interview. I saw her. I know I was probably 20 feet away from her at the Republican Jewish Coalition in November. We were both speakers there. On the Saturday, I was the lunch speaker, and Saturday, Ari Fleischer interviewed me. And at night, the two speakers were Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. So I watched them both 20 feet away from me. And she did make very clear to that audience with the press in the room, it was open press, Brian, that she is seriously considering it. She's looking at it. So that was seen as going back on her initial promise.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we women in positions of authority, it's very important that we not be Hamlet. It's very important that we not play into these stereotypes of being indecisive, because it comes back to bite us more than men. I'll just say that as a generality. And so, you know, first she attacked Donald Trump on January 7th, right after January 6th. She said he can never run again. He shouldn't be in the party. And then she went back on that. She tried to have a meeting with him. He said no. And then she said, I'll never run against him. Now she said she will. So I think whatever she decides, and I believe she probably is looking at this race very seriously. I think whatever she decides, and I like her very much. I'm glad she served. We have a great relationship. We share a birthday. Whatever she decides, I think the other angle for Nikki Haley and a Tim Scott, for example, her fellow South Carolinian, is that they want to bring to the presidential level, Brian, all these amazing gains in gender and racial diversity that the Republicans have realized very recently, including these 2022 and 2022 midterms and 2020 at the House level particularly. She's got a great story to tell. But, you know, we've been seeing more candidates of color, more female candidates, more veterans, for example, running as Republicans and succeeding as Republicans. And I think the argument is to be made, hey, it's time at the presidential level. Also, people will immediately compare her to Kamala Harris, which, of course, is going to go much better for Nikki Haley.
And one thing the president has, and no one can argue this, he's immediately a lame duck. First time since Grover Cleveland. He'll immediately be a lame duck. So that would be something that you could say, hey, I love President Trump, but I don't think we should elect the lame duck. And therefore, and Trump can't say, how dare you attack me. He'll just be going with, well, that's the fact. Real quick, on the other side, your assessment, Clyburn's getting nervous. He came out and said, let's make it clear. Joe Biden should be the nominee. I urge him to declare right away, and said, if you want to run against him, keep in mind, Ted Kennedy tried that with Jimmy Carter and it hurt the party and Kennedy lost. Do you think that it's Biden's nomination to decide whether he wants it or not?
Yes, I do. I think that all this ridiculous spin about the 2022 midterms being great for Joe Biden has kept him cemented as the odds-on favorite to be the nominee. They're kind of stuck with him now. And the irony, Brian, is the only reason you can credibly say the midterms were, quote, great for Joe Biden is because Joe Biden was sidelined.
He was.
Very few candidates wanted him to campaign with them. They sent him to Union Station. That's not a swing state or a blue, red, or purple district. It's a train depot. And so when Biden and Harris's names are on the ballot next year, Biden and Harris must go in campaign, so it's going to be fundamentally different. But what Congressman Clyburn is saying also is he's warning other Democrats. He's basically saying to them, look, I'm the guy, and we have to give him this credit. I'm the guy who got Biden the nomination because Biden was bleeding out really in these early contests and went to South Carolina with Clyburn's endorsement and won South Carolina. But he's basically telling Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and others, Gavin Newsom, don't pull any cute stuff. We need a clear path for Joe Biden. I think they're stuck with him, and they keep making excuses for him, and now they're stuck with his, you know, this big growing scandalabra around the documents handling.
Very interesting. Kellyanne Conway, stay in the analyst role, and she knows every side so well. It's Kellyanne Conway, thanks so much.
A real pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I went a little long. Sorry about that, but I do have time for your calls. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic, and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
This is Fox on Justice. Following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in June, FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers around 70% of abortion-related violence has been toward pro-life businesses and other groups. FBI Director Wray.
We have about 20 field offices involved in this, and so we take it very seriously.
While the Bureau continues to see an uptick in violence against pro-life pregnancy centers, the Department of Justice has not prosecuted a single case. Every case on the docket as of November 18th involves attacks on abortion clinics and other pro-choice affiliated groups.
I don't care whether you're motivated by pro-life views or pro-choice views, you don't get to use violence to express it.
Federal prosecutors are using the FACE Act, a 28-year-old law that makes it a federal crime to use or threaten to use force to, quote, injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone seeking either abortion services or pro-life pregnancy counseling services. David Spunt, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with M. Night Shyamalan, whose Apple TV Plus series Servant unravels the mystery of its fourth and final season.
How early on did you know the ending, or did you, you know, like in the process?
The pandemic hit, and it was almost hit at the perfect time for me as a human being with the show to kind of take a break and go, all right, what's the end? Do I know where we're going? What is it? And I just kept writing on the board, this is what I want, this is where I want. So right at that moment, which would have been like 40% through our story, then we knew the story and where we were going, and that was everything.
He lets the secrets roll out mysteriously for the actors per season two.
They're very good about not coming at me too hard about that, and they go, well, when can we read it? When can we read it? But we give it to them in a big bulk. Like, we give them like six episodes or the whole season, and we go, here you go. This is where we're going this season. So they get to binge it as they get to reading, oh my God, that happens to my character? What?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We're used to seeing Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow wearing his number 9 on the field on Sundays, but he showed up to his news conference yesterday in a number 8 jersey. And all the reporters there immediately asked him, what was going on?
I guess I put the wrong one on. Well, so what happened was I forgot about the press conference, and so I also have new pants on, and so I threw my jersey back on, but apparently it wasn't my jersey.
There we go. Has it been that type of day?
I guess it's been that kind of day, huh?
All right, Cincinnati's better get their act together. They're going to beat the Bills. They're going to try to do the game that was stopped because of DeMar's collapse on the field. Thankfully, he should be on the sideline. So it'll be Buffalo against Cincinnati this weekend. There's Joe Burrow with Cincinnati Bengals talking about wearing the wrong jerseys. That's kind of funny. Just real-life human beings. Get this, press being treated like human beings. Tom Brady saluted them. We know you had a long season. We know you now have a tough job. And now you have Joe Burrows talking to them like human beings. They're not used to that. I wonder how they can handle that. 1-866-408-7669. We talked about Davos. Did I tell you about this? Can you imagine winning a merit scholarship and not being notified? For 50,000 people in Virginia through 17 separate schools, that was the case. Because this big push among superintendents and possibly principals and teachers to make sure these merit scholarships aren't handed out because they want equity. Not equal. They want everyone to be equal. And even the smart people that put in that extra time might be naturally gifted or just want to not play sports, not hang out with friends, just study. They awarded this. They were never informed. They went on to college or about to get the money. They don't get it. 17 separate schools. Now the governor's got to come out and pass a law that makes it illegal not to tell a kid that he's got a merit scholarship. Do you believe it's come to this? And do you think for a second it's just stopped here? This, the seeds to this type of mindset began when people got rid of class rank. To me, class rank is a great way to know how a student is compared to his classmates or her classmates, depending on how good or tough that school was. Then you have the SATs. Well, let's get rid of the SATs. Now get rid of the merit scholarships, and now tell everyone if you're Asian, make sure that they don't get in because too many Asians are in Ivy League schools. That's why they sued to get rid of affirmative action. Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Six more classified documents have been found at President Biden's home in Delaware.
An FBI search of the president's house in Wilmington yielded additional documents containing classification markings. Federal officials also took possession of some of his notes. The president's lawyer says the FBI had full access to the president's home, including personally handwritten notes, files, papers, binders, memorabilia, and other documents. It's the latest in a series of discovered classified materials which have become a political headache for the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More signs the Biden administration may be unraveling. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who spent more than 2 years as Mr. Biden's top aide, leaving his job in the coming weeks. Klain's departure comes now that Republicans have regained a majority in the House. GOP lawmakers say they're planning multiple investigations into the Biden administration. Wireless carrier T-Mobile says it's been hacked.
An unidentified malicious intruder breached its network in late November and stole data on 37 million customers, including addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. T-Mobile said in a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that the breach was discovered January 5th. It said the data exposed a theft based on its investigation to date did not include passwords or PINs, bank account or credit card information, social security numbers, or government IDs. It said the data was first accessed on or around November 25th. The company has been hacked multiple times in recent years. Keith Peters reporting.
Chris Hipkins was confirmed Sunday as New Zealand's next prime minister. He won the unanimous support from his Labour Party after he was the only candidate to enter the contest to replace Jacinda Ardern, who suddenly resigned Thursday after more than 5 years on the job. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Ukraine's president met with families of those who died in a helicopter crash in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. Correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest with this story.
At the somber service in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife laid flowers on each of the 7 coffins, draped in the blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Zelensky then spoke briefly with the families as a small orchestra played a mournful adagio. The helicopter carrying Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and other officials slammed into a kindergarten building, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. Kyiv police released body cam footage shot by a first responder arriving at the scene of the crash. In the video, a man can be heard making a call to emergency services before entering a building in Brovary. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Representative Jim Banks of Indiana has announced that he's running for the Senate in 2024. Banks says he wants to help the upper chamber push back on the destruction of the U.S. culture by the left.
The wokeness and the cultural issues of our time, from girls' sports and boys playing in girls' sports to anti-Americanism being advanced in our schools and pushing our troops.
The Republican congressman was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network.
We need to raise up a patriotic generation and the next generation of Americans, not teach them that America is anything but the greatest country in the history of the world.
Banks says he's also concerned about U.S. security issues, especially the growing threat from China. Sad news in sports. Sal Bando, a 3-time World Series champion with the Oakland Athletics and a former Milwaukee Brewers executive, has died at the age of 78. He passed away Friday after a long battle with cancer. More of these stories at townhall.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here and with us on a very exciting week. A lot going on. Andrew McCarthy at the bottom of the hour, and John Levine is here right now. And you know John from the New York Post does a lot of investigating as it relates to Hunter Biden's laptop and so far with this administration, taking a look at what's happened with the docudrama. So John's in studio, and we just informed him we're also on Fox Nation. I can confirm that as a second source, John. So before we get to John, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number 3.
I had a conversation with the governor of Texas about him, but with Greg Abbott, where he was explaining to me what George Soros does. And it's terrifying. It's like he wants these cities to fall apart. He wants crime to flourish.
It's unbelievable, and he's 100% right. Joe Rogan again. Soros Unmasked Media Research Center finds out that there's a lot of anchors and a lot of editors who have sold their soul for this anti-American evil baron and why it has to stop.
Number two.
And when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, select group of human beings, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial.
What's wrong with him? Debt ceiling, WEC, crypto and the economy, where we're at as a nation and why Davos is everything we don't want to be.
Number one.
You know, when I said that the FBI didn't do a thing, I was talking about doing something in terms of actual searches and securing these documents. It means that all those initial discoveries, we will have to take the word of counsel of how they were found, the conditions they were found in.
And that, of course, is Jonathan Turley. No, you go ahead. The DOJ decides against letting the FBI find and grab classification Biden documents after a classified Biden documents, I should say. After all, why not just let Joe's boys lead the look-see? Do you still need me to compare and contrast the different ways Trump was treated? We have the latest. So, John, let me just tell you the news I just shared with you. We're reporting now, Fox is. We can now report the Justice Department officials did go to President Biden's Wilmington residence to the location where classified material was found, at least five documents to retrieve and take possession. Welcome back. Your thoughts.
Thank you for having me. You know, at the very least, that's obviously a good thing when you have neutral observers there, because, you know, we just heard before was that it was only Biden's attorneys that the DOJ had considered sent or the FBI had considered sending, and they didn't send someone. So now there was someone there, apparently. But the truth is, why are Biden's attorneys even involved in the search at all?
They don't have clearance.
A lot of them don't even have clearance. So if they find a document, it would be a crime to even look at it.
They call. As soon as they find something, they drop it and call.
Right. They've developed this whole sort of weird mousetrap type system. So if they find a document, then they call and they stop the search. Why not just have impartial observers, neutral observers who have security clearance doing the search? I don't understand why Biden's attorneys are there at all, quite frankly.
Why are they still leading it? They already have put a special prosecutor in charge.
Right. Where is the special prosecutor? Biden's attorney's job is to represent President Biden. You wouldn't send OJ's attorneys to the crime scene to collect evidence.
I know. It's the most obvious thing. And that's why, by the way, why you don't have Kardashian testifying against OJ, even though he knew he did it, is you make him part of your legal team. Some people have called up to me and thought, and, you know, do you want to, all of a sudden, are these lawyers, part of his legal team, no longer witnesses? We need to find out what prompted them November 2nd to go there.
Right.
Did they just want to pack up? Do you send an 80-year-old attorney to pack up your office, John?
Right. And now there's also, as Jonathan Turley, who you mentioned, pointed out, there's going to be attorney-client privilege concerns about what, you know, these lawyers find there because they're Biden's attorneys, and he's the client.
Right. Absolutely. It's going to be relevant. John Yoo weighed in last night on what he's seen so far. As you know, he's a UC Berkeley law professor. We work in the Bush administration. Cut 13.
But he's not just a target of a criminal investigation. He's also the president, and he owes the American people an explanation so that we can judge his conduct. Is he incompetent?
Yep.
Does he not remember, or he doesn't care, and is he cavalier? We need to know the answers to that question. And so I would say, here's what I call for. At least declassify these documents. Declassify the Trump documents, too. Let the American people see what has been held, and so we can make our own judgment.
Unless, of course, the information we shouldn't be seeing, because it opens up people to investigation or top nation secrets.
Yeah. I got news for you. I couldn't hear a thing he was saying.
In other words, you don't want to hear?
No, I can't.
You're not listening.
No, it's not working.
Oh, how about this? Do you see this little volume button here?
Oh.
Yeah, well, how about that? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right.
I didn't hear anything John Yoo just said.
Well, your honesty comes through, John.
Yeah, you know,
what John Yoo said
I'll call it like it is.
Well, what I'll just summarize. He said what you should do is declassify everything, let the American public know what each side has been keeping. But when you have the highest level of classification, it's the highest level for a reason, I imagine.
Right. And, you know, another thing that's been pointed out to me is, as president, Donald Trump had the right to declassify documents if he wanted to. As vice president, Joe Biden wouldn't have had that right. And I know, you know, that might be a semantic point, but it's something that the Trump team has brought up,
right,
to note a difference between these two cases.
Can you imagine if you're a Marine and you're in jail because for exposing classified information, and you know that the former vice president, now president, left stuff in his garage, which could have been up to 6 years, right, and you've seen that garage? I mean, that's a mess.
Right. And, you know, it's if you're lower down in the government and you mishandle a classified document, you're in jail for years. And there's many, many stories of that. And I know people who, they said, if this were me, I'd be done forever. But when it's, you know, the president, when it's whatever.
So we know Karine Jean-Pierre is, can't sacrifice the investigation, doesn't want to throw a boss under the bus. But she's not saying anything. And she's been made to look terrible. These are the documents we handed him over. The next day, more documents we handed him over. Did you know that there were more documents to hand over? Like I said, I refuse to answer. Here's a little of the sparring that's been going back and forth, which she is not used to. Cut one.
Last week, you told, I think it was Phil, that we all can assume, American people could assume, that the searches were complete and all the documents had been recovered. On Saturday, the White House counsel's office said that 5 additional classified documents had been found. Is it safe to assume now that all the documents are have been recovered, all the official records, all the classified documents are back in the custody of the National Archives, or are more searches underway to find out if there's anything else there?
Look, I understand your question. We have addressed multiple questions from here. Multiple questions have been answered by the president. I'm not going to comment from here.
Why not?
I kind of feel bad for her. I don't think she knows. I don't think she knows how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Shouldn't go out there then. How many times did you see Trump? Well, there will be no press availability today.
You're right. She probably shouldn't go out there because she doesn't have an answer.
So the other thing that was a few of the – I won't give her name because she didn't know she said it. I could. But the press secretary I've been exposed to in the past, I said, how come she has no answers? I go, what do you do if the president's not open? Or she goes, I told everyone that not only will I be calling departments before I go out there, I'll be calling you. So if transportation is an issue, I need to speak to you. So she – bypass the president and talk to cabinet secretaries, and then you have to decide, John, you know, if it's your job to protect somebody. Diane Sawyer had that job for a while, remember? I think it was under the Nixon administration. You have to say to yourself, okay, I can't expose my boss, but at least I know the story. What it bothers me most is know the story. And when you're in those jobs, yeah, you want to ask a good question that makes news, but you also got to do a story. I can't do the story if you don't give me your point of view at all.
Right. One of the major unanswered questions here still is how these documents ended up there. And we know, you know, I don't want to digress too much, but we know that Hunter Biden was staying in that house. And we know that he would have even potentially had access to that garage with the Corvette. And it's a major matter of national security. And President Biden invested so much energy and capital in denouncing classified documents at Trump's residence.
And they ran on it.
And this is an unprecedented, heinous violation. This is, you know, it's and a lot of liberals were saying, you know, jail is imminent, prosecution is imminent.
Indictment.
Imminent. And now we have, there are some differences, but we have a very similar situation unfolding right now and potentially much more grievous as it involves the current sitting president. And I don't know how Biden can – I mean, it certainly has grave consequences for his potential reelection. And there's a lot of questions about the timing of this as well.
Right. So listen to this. Allison was watching CNN because I was on the air, and I guess I was in commercial. I'm a little upset by that. But CNN ran about a 7-minute piece on the history of the Biden family and the possible implications on trading on the Biden name. Something you've been writing about for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
So listen to a little of this. Cut 14.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Despite his denials, a CNN review of the laptop data as well as other public material shows that Joe Biden did interact with some of his son's associates while serving as vice president, though it's unclear exactly what was discussed. One example, the Republican site, Miguel Alemán Magnani, a Mexican businessman and son of the former president who Hunter was trying to woo. In 2014, Alemán Magnani and his dad were photographed at the White House with then-Vice President Biden. In a later email, Hunter Biden reminds Alemani Magnani of the favors he's done for him. We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. Hunter Biden bluntly acknowledged the power of the Biden name in a memoir, writing that the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, which put him on its board, considered my last name gold.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Are you astounded right now?
I didn't know you were going to play it for me. I'd have brought some champagne.
Is this unbelievable? This is what you've been reporting for 2 years.
This is like, you know, truth finds a way, and eventually real life and reality comes crashing in.
But they knew the reality, John. They're too smart. They knew the reality.
Oh, they knew it, but, you know, eventually it just becomes too big to hide anymore. And we're at a point now where we're going to have a major House investigation. There's an active DOJ probe into Hunter Biden, which has been allegedly wrapping up for some time now, but that should come to a conclusion soon. At a certain point, real life intrudes into the narrative, and the narrative that you want just becomes unsustainable, and that is what you just witnessed.
Right, and what you've been writing about, Miranda Devine published a book about, and they just talked about it was a treasure trove. What about this? One of the how many was intelligence experts came forward to
51.
Say
51.
51. One of those intelligence experts gave a interview with an Australian news source, at which time they said, "We knew part of the laptop was real because that's the way Russia did it. They put real information and surrounded it with false information." What do you think that says? Now, if they said that 2.5 years ago and said, look, there's a lot of stuff here that's real, but we're worried because Russia puts a lot of real stuff with fiction and then make people look bad. That's the Russian way of doing things, so we need to get inside. That's a lot different than classic Russian disinformation.
You're already starting to see a retreat. You're already starting to see revisionism.
Trying to save their careers.
Of the original narrative. And it's not going to work because all of these people are going to be called in to testify at the various hearings, or a lot of them will be. And certainly the major participants of that letter, people like Brennan and Clapper and Panetta, who were agency heads during a lot of the time when Hunter was running around the world with these schemes. So they must have known what he was up to. And what were the origins of this letter? Who was the sort of person that got the call in motion? All right, guys, we're all going to sign this letter. The origins of that letter, I think, are integral to figuring out that's like the nexus point of social media and mainstream media and the intelligence agencies and how they all came together to suppress this story with a fake narrative.
And, John, here's the implication to this. This stuff breaks and there's a debate. And the president comes into that debate and he said the Hunter Biden is real. And Joe Biden said 51 intelligence experts said it's not real. Now, meanwhile, Joe Biden's lying because he knows it's real.
Knows it's real.
He knows those pictures of his son with crack and all the worst pictures you could possibly imagine are all real. And he had no problem lying about it, but it neutralized Donald Trump's argument. Right. Logic said you guys were right at the New York Post.
All right.
But they suspended your account, and 51 people said it was the Russians.
Beating Trump was more important to these people. And obviously Biden wants to beat Trump, but what if the mainstream, the press should not have a side. The intelligence agencies should not have a side. But taking out Trump was more important than the truth coming out.
And I'm going to extrapolate this further. Forget if you don't like Trump, you love Trump. You don't like Biden, you love Biden. Think about America and Russian relations. You made up a scenario where the Russians dropped a laptop in to help Donald Trump win an election. The Russians have evil intentions towards America. They look at it as a rival at the very least. But don't make them more evil than they are and then accuse them of something that they didn't do
right. In
order to get somebody elected, because they are a nuclear armed country being wrongly accused of infiltrating into a superior country, also nuclear arms, election, and we warned them not to, and now you put them there again. That is huge ramifications.
Putin just lives in their heads rent free. And I think after 2016, there was a lot of liberals who were looking for an explanation. And the explanation, they couldn't accept the explanation that, well, maybe Hillary should have gone to Wisconsin. Maybe Hillary should have done this differently. So the explanation had to be, well, Putin came in and he changed the votes and he fooled people. He tricked us. He stole it. And Trump is a puppet. It's a Manchurian candidate. But, you know, there's been a lot of reporting in the last few weeks about how the Russian effect on 2016 was negligible. It was in the Twitter files. It was very minimal. It's in the Twitter files. Twitter themselves couldn't find any evidence of Russian misinformation or nefarious activity on the platform. And the FBI continually pressured them. Go look again. Keep looking.
We think there is. Keep looking. You don't know what you're talking about just because you own this company. There's definitely Russians there, and they couldn't find any.
Right. John Levine, thanks so much. You're getting you didn't need it, but redemption has arrived. And people should just look back and roll back your clips and put them into their stories because they're late to the party. John Levine, New York Post, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Andy McCarthy, bottom of the hour, your call's next. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans now have a Speaker of the House, a very narrow majority, and an aggressive agenda for the 118th Congress. Co-founder of Real Clear Politics, president of Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin. The majority, very slim, but it seems like they are moving forward without the threat of vacating the Speaker, at least at the time being.
Listen, they got the rules package. I mean, there was a doubt that that might have enough votes to pass, but it sailed through. I think there was only one Republican who voted no on that. Managed to turn around and vote to defund the 87,000 IRS agents. That's the promise kept by a lot of the Republicans who campaigned in November. So we'll see how long this unity lasts and when and where it breaks down, if it does. But after a contentious start, which some people thought was a disaster and others thought was a vibrant exercise of how a democracy should function, Republicans are on the move, and we'll see where it goes from here.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
This is House Call for Help. January is National Blood Donor Month. Rachel Flanagan is the executive director of the American Red Cross Southern Nevada chapter and says it's an opportunity to recognize those who regularly roll up their sleeves to help save lives and to celebrate those by giving blood yourself. The winter months and time around the holidays are normally periods of the year when blood donation slows down. And, Flanagan notes, the winter weather throughout the country has led to more than 300 Red Cross blood drives in the eastern and midwestern states. The American Red Cross says someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion every 2 seconds. For more information, you can go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Another Red Cross blood donation stat, about 62% of the population is actually eligible to give blood, but only about 3% actually donate. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982.
The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You can't start cutting back on the defense menu that we have right now. We need it more than ever right now with the geopolitical unstableness of the world. The United States is the only superpower left in the world, identifiable superpower. And basically because we're the defender of freedom and democracies. And we have a role that's responsible.
Joe Manchin over in Davos, where he said some things about the free press, he later regretted and apologized, but he's 100% right about defense. It worries me Republicans in the House want to cut it. Charlie, listening on WSBA in Pennsylvania. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Brian. I really enjoy your show. I think what we tend to see is the people in power are kind of running the show, and so they're at the controls, and kind of we're not. So, not that.
But that's why you have a counterparty, Charlie, to keep both in check.
Well, that's true, and I hope they make some progress in these investigations. But history kind of tells us that that's going to be a difficult task. But I really hope that they continue to press forward and with the investigations, with expectations that
they're going to push forward, Charlie. There's no doubt about it. I think that you have a special prosecutor, even if they're not that aggressive, if they're partisan, this is a big deal. And no one's stopping the investigation right now. And no one's stopping the Mar-a-Lago investigation. What I think they do effectively, and I think it's better for the country, they neutralize each other. I don't think we need President Trump indicted on something like Mar-a-Lago, as stupid as it was to take that stuff, and they took it back. And the same thing with Joe Biden, from what I know right now. But this thing's going to get a lot bigger with Joe Biden because he has not come clean on all his documents, and they accuse Trump of not coming clean. That's why they say they raided. Don't tell me that Joe Biden gave everything up.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Every once in a while, a person comes along who defies the odds, who defies logic, and fulfills an incredible dream. On behalf of all the citizens of Philadelphia and the many who have been touched by your accomplishments and your untiring participation in this city's many charity functions, it is with tremendous honor that we present this memorial, which will stand always as a celebration to the indomitable spirit of man. Philadelphia salutes its favorite son, Rocky Balboa.
And the statue gets unveiled. Why would we show a random cut of Rocky III when the statue still stands in Philadelphia? Why would we open up a segment like this
because Paul Farber's here. He's director of Monument Lab, host of The Statue, focusing on the Rocky Balboa statue at the foot of Museum of Art in Philadelphia. And even though there's so many famous works of art there, this is the one everyone flocks to that has to run up those stairs and remember where they were when they saw whatever Rocky they liked best. Paul, congratulations on the podcast that focuses on this. First off, when did you realize that the Rocky movies and the statue were a great theme for a podcast series?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me here. I'll say I grew up in Philly, you know, lifelong Eagles fan.
Right.
Grew up with the Rocky theme playing everywhere you went in the city. But I always kind of thought of it as something maybe not worth a second look. Like, you knew that it was important, but didn't really have a full grasp. It was my mother, lifelong Philadelphian, who said, you should take a second look and really understand what's going on there. And when I realized from her suggestion that 4 million people go to the Rocky statue each year, that's Statue of Liberty numbers. That's more than double that go to the Liberty Bell. And when you go to the line, you see people from all walks of life who are inspired by this story. And so I wanted to go out and say, what can we learn by looking at the statue, but also understanding the life of real Philadelphians who have their own histories and stories, and the people around the world who see it as a symbol.
It's Rocky III that it comes into play.
That's right.
People think it's Rocky I, but it's Rocky III. And there, I can still remember, they're going to unveil a statue. And Mick looks at it and goes, it's a thing of beauty, right? And then Rocky's in awe. And then Clever Lang kind of ruins the moment. Cut 28.
Don't get this sucker no statue. Give him guts. I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot. Now give me mine.
Why'd you get the hell out of there?
Shout out, boy, man. I ain't going nowhere. And why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. I don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
Why don't you come out and close it, Balboa? Come on. The little man don't want to come to me. Then I'll come to you people and lay out the truth. I am ranked number one. One! That means I'm the best. But this bum been taking the easy matches, fighting other bums. I'm telling you and everybody here, I'll fight him anywhere, anytime, for nothing.
So that was a great exchange, and then when he challenges Adrian, he ends up getting the fight, and Mick doesn't want him to take the fight. And later he would throw his helmet at the statue because he had to live up to it. So a lot of stuff happened within the movie on the statue.
Yeah, and, you know, in our series, we talk about, in this case, life imitates art. And you have the statue that was made for the film. Sylvester Stallone not only, you know, starred in Rocky and wrote it, but for Rocky III, he directed it and worked with an artist, Thomas Schomburg. They didn't make a prop with styrofoam or wood. They made it in bronze. And then after the filming was done, they kept it there, and it kind of took a life of its own.
Did Stallone want to keep it there?
He offered it to the city. And after several decades of it moving around, it was moved off-site. It was moved back for the filming of Rocky V. It was moved back to the Spectrum, and then in 2006 it came back. I think it was fascinating, and with the clip that you just shared, you know, Rocky III is the moment that this statue comes into the series and comes into real-life Philly. Another blurring of that, though, is the original intent for Clubber Lang, who's played by Mr. T. Stallone wanted real-life boxer Joe Frazier to play that role. Joe Frazier's heavyweight champ from Philadelphia. He had a cameo in Rocky I. He's the person who ran up the steps and punched raw meat before the movie character Rocky did. And they had an audition, and it went maybe
terrible.
You might imagine. Yeah, and it ended with Stallone in stitches, and they called it off. But I always think about the way that—
What do you mean in stitches?
I mean literally in stitches.
He punched them.
Yeah, because the audition, when you're in a boxing movie, has to be in the ring. So they actually were in the ring fighting. And I think it's just this moment where art and life are always blurring. And it gets us asking, the Rocky statue is the symbol that's known around the world. How does it relate to the real life stories? And for me, that's an entry point into understanding monuments that we often walk by every day.
You would go to people and say, why are you online?
That's right.
Why are you here? One of them is this guy, Haseeb. Haseeb is an Afghan refugee who moved to Philly. What is the Rocky story? It's an underdog story. The once in a shot. What are you going to do with your shot? Why does it resonate with so many people in so many countries? Cut 27.
My name is Ahmed Haseeb Payab. I live with my family. I mean, the one thing that was inspiring me, I want to become like this Rocky guy. Originally, we were from Afghanistan. We came to Philly 1 year after the Taliban took over the country. I had like watched all the Rocky movies. Philadelphia was depicted in that movie. Having that dream of Rocky, that motivated me. I said, well, let's go to Philadelphia. Rocky started from scratch his exercise, his mission of becoming the champion. Now I'm making everything from scratch, from zero.
So why him?
You know, there were countless stories, but, you know, his story stuck out to us. Here is a person who with his family was having to flee Afghanistan after the Taliban took rule and had to figure out where to go. He had a daughter who had a serious health condition. They had to pick up everything, and they chose Philadelphia because of the Rocky story. And when they got to Philadelphia, they spent time at the statue and kind of channeled the Rocky spirit. I think what we kept finding was people who are relating to Rocky as if he's a real person. Well, what they pull out from it is it's a place to acknowledge pain, acknowledge trauma. People from all walks of life go there.
Inspiration.
Inspiration, absolutely. And I think when you talk to people, we talk later in the series to someone who does harm reduction work, who really looks for the most vulnerable people in Philadelphia. She calls herself Rocky's little sister. And we just found all of these moments. And I think the story, you know, that and the experience of the refugee family that you played was really powerful for us. It showed us not just the power of film, but the way that we can connect and come together, too.
Paul Farber here, like me, loves the Rocky movies, thinks it's more than just a fight film. He's director of Monument Lab, host of The Statue, which you can get on a podcast. It's your podcast series, right?
That's right.
You can get it anywhere?
You can get it anywhere you get your podcast, NPR One. And we have new episodes coming out each week. It's a six-part series.
And you hear Stallone's voice in this. But Stallone is not on board yet. I imagine he would love this.
It's an open invite to him. I mean, we really try to... in our latest episode, we look at Stallone, the artist, who before he wrote Rocky, before he acted Rocky, he carved an image of Rocky into canvas. So we've reached out to his camp. He's been busy doing things. We understand it. We do. It's an open invite. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a dialogue at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
That, by the way, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, not happy that a movie prop, they call it a movie prop, is getting more attention than them.
It's fascinating when you go to the steps right now, if you go, and again, I'm an unabashed Eagles fan. So you go there now, the Rocky statue has a Jalen Hurts jersey, and the steps are the place that we are coming together as a city. But it's also a place where we gather, we mourn. And the museum is a really important place. It was inspiring to Stallone. And the steps, that's right. The people's pedestal.
Absolutely. John Roberts on Fox and Friends ran up Mr. Professional. Mr. I'm going to replace Dan Rather, ran up those steps. Everyone seems to do that. Here is so Stallone. We pulled a cut from him. Surprising students from the New Jersey Eastside High School Culinary Arts and Hospitality. Listen to this. Cut 30.
I didn't even know how to react. I just ran. I was like, oh, my God. But on Monday, these students had a chance encounter with Sylvester Stallone.
My first reaction was like, that cannot be him.
And it didn't happen in Paterson, New Jersey, where these students attend Eastside High School. But in Philadelphia, near the steps of the Art Museum, made famous in Rocky.
When he spoke, that's when I immediately knew. I was like, okay, yeah, it's definitely him.
He was like, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your arms up, your fists up.
Hands up, hands up.
And for a few moments, the star posed with the students in front of the Rocky statue.
Oh, it's great to be home here.
So that's cool. You knew about that, right? Yeah.
I mean, we tracked that, and it was just so interesting to find these moments around history where you have a statue to someone in one way who's living. It uses Sylvester Stallone's life mask, but it's now a statue in the city. So you have these moments where people really interact and find meaning. It's a pilgrimage place, and we wanted to understand not just what happens there, but the story of the places that it touches as well.
You know what's so interesting, Paul, is that the Rocky movie getting done is a Rocky story.
That's right.
Because he was not successful. He was on his last dollar. He's marketing the movie. He gets interest, and they say, well, take it. We just don't want you to be Rocky.
When you go back and read Stallone's writing, he's a prolific writer and visual artist. He described himself before that film as a movable statue. That was his way of saying that he didn't have a purpose, that he was just going through life. And I think that the Rocky story really inspired him. It's fascinating to see there's nods to real-life boxers, people like Rocky Marciano, Chuck Wepner, Joe Frazier, and Stallone's own life. And again, this is where this is a fascinating story because there's all these layers of life and art blurring.
So it reminds me of, I've never talked to him about this. He was just in a couple of months ago for Tulsa King. And when he rolled out the latest Rocky, the one that HBO covered when he fought Antonio Tarver, was that considered Rocky VI?
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
But yeah, unofficially six. Rocky VI.
So I never asked him about this, but it seems like Floyd Patterson, managed by Customato, did not want to give Liston a shot. Why? Because Liston was a killer, would knock out Patterson. He outweighed him by about 30 pounds. And nobody wanted to see Liston become heavyweight champion with his criminal record and his ties to organized crime. And Patterson, no, I'll fight anybody. And he got crushed twice. And Customato said, no. It reminded me of Mick saying, no, you're not going to fight him. And that great moment when he said, well, of course I'll fight him. Let's just fight one more fight. And he goes, no, I bought five guys. He goes, they were handpicked. And he goes, what do you mean? They were good fighters, but they weren't killers. You lost your edge when you became champion. Look at all this around you. And so much of that, when you look at losing your edge, that's a little like Tyson. When Tyson was ferocious, it was unbeatable. But when he got rich and got distracted, they realized he wasn't the same fighter.
Yeah, I mean, again, stories of art and life blurring. I think about the Creed series. There's a new spinoff, Creed 3, coming. It's the first film that Stallone didn't write and officially participate in. But, of course, he's present. I'm curious how they'll play that out. In Creed 1.
Well, he got the award for Best Supporting Actor for Creed 1, right?
And I think in that moment, he steps back as to become a mentor. In that film, one of the first moments when the character played by Michael B. Jordan comes to Philadelphia, they go to the Rocky statue on film. It's art and life blurring. I think appreciating something that I found very inspiring about that story was both how Rocky as a character evolved, but also to see how the series made room for new narratives. And so I'm curious.
Do you think it's sticking with the right narrative? Do you buy the Creed series?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited to see. I see firsthand with this podcast, The Statue, how profound and widespread the Rocky phenomenon is. And the films are not even the only place where people kind of push the edges. There is not just one Rocky statue. There's many of them. There's Rocky artworks. There's a Rocky musical that we feature. So I'm excited for new narratives. And I think what Rocky stepped into was a boxing history that already existed. So I like the expansion. And I'm curious to see. Maybe there'll be some reconciliation in the future. But I like that there's more stories to come.
What could you tell us about the problem with the producers right now? The new generation that took over for the producers that had the rights. Him and Rocky and Sylvester Stallone are at odds.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. This is a story.
Erwin Winkler?
Yeah, you gestured to that when Stallone was writing the character, he really identified because he was down and out. He was struggling. And he, one of the things he fought for.
Those were his real turtles and his real dog, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. Who he almost tried to carry up the steps. The fact that he didn't is one of the reasons we know that so well. One of the things he fought for at that time was to be in the starring role. They wanted to take that away from him. But early on in his career, and I think it's a great model that he fought for authorship, but he wasn't – it's a business as well. And so I think part of what the struggle is right now is that he has many other ideas for Rocky prequels, for Rocky sequels – but he wants to have a piece of it, which is understandable.
I thought he did.
Yeah.
How did he sell the rights? I did not know that. That confused me.
This is something that all artists really go through is the struggle to how to get your story told. So, you know, that there is, but there's, he's synonymous with Rocky.
Right.
And I think that will continue as well.
So, Paul, can you stay? Got a couple minutes after the break?
Yeah.
I know podcasts, you're not used to taking a break. I apologize. We're doing old-fashioned radio. Paul Farber sticks around. Monument Lab, he's the host of The Statue. You got to download it and check it out. But Paul has a few more minutes when we come back.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1921 to 1935 Silver Peace Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It has been over 85 years since these silver dollars were minted for circulation. But now, for a limited time only, full-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1921 to 1935 original silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure collector-grade U.S. silver dollars by the pound, minted during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-914-4635 now to secure your full pound of United States silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-914-4635. 1-800-914-4635.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
And that is from from Rocky Balboa, which is technically Rocky VI, Paul Farber, right? Director of Monument Lab and host of The Statue, which you can, it's a great podcast series, which you can get everywhere you go. The significance of that speech, he sounds a little sophisticated. He sounds a little more Stallone in that.
I'm going to tell you this. There's something really powerful. Sylvester Stallone is a really well-researched, well-thought-through artist. In episode two, we take a look at like the fact that he is a painter over decades. He gives studio tours. He gives impromptu art history lessons on his Instagram. Like, he's sophisticated in it. And I think one of the most interesting kind of moves in the whole series, this is a great scene in Rocky V at the end. The statue has been put back up. He's there with his son. And the figure Rocky says, "What's this building back there in front of the art museum? What's the art there?" But when you know, when you look at Stallone, he purposely said, "I want to go to the steps. I want to see this museum from and open it up and make it available." And that, there's something very inspiring about that.
Last minute, 45 seconds. Tell me about the making of the statue itself.
Yeah, I spent time with the sculptor A. Thomas Schomburg, who has a background in making bronze sculpture. They made a real one for this, and the statue is utilizes Stallone's face as a life mask. And then it was hand shaped and hand into a mold. When I talked to the sculptor, he said, "Look, I know that Stallone is the model for this, but this is not a statue of a celebrity. This is of the character Rocky." That's very inspiring.
Because there's a difference.
Yeah.
Right.
And look, people ask a lot of questions about that. I just think it's great to ask questions about our statues and learn more.
Absolutely. And learn more by downloading. This is, I feel like you helped me when people say, "Why do you care so much about the Rocky shows?" Your series helps me explain. I'm going to tell everyone, go to The Statue. All right. Paul Farber.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Let me lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.